November 5th, 2020, Bert mentioned lysine, and you came up with the capon protein together supporting either lotus blooming or 144K. Which was it?
Both. Both.
Yeah.
The lotus blooming represents the 144K. The 144K has to be in place before the lotus blooms. So you inferred, you inferred that one or the other, well, no, both apply. But which one is superior? Okay.
Yeah.
We would say the 144K is superior because until you get that, you'll never see the lotus bloom. Now, in good science, you know how science is. When you can't disprove something, that becomes what is. When you have a blooming lotus, you can prove that 144,000 is there. See the double back? So if you do it like that, if you do it like that, it's like, oh, okay, you're presenting with pertussis. So therefore, we can come to the conclusion you have pertussis, right?
Right. Okay, so what is the mechanism of the interaction of lysine and capon? Let me just say, we know that lysine is in the RNA drops.
Yeah, the lysine is that amino acid that triggers your other amino acids. We have to make this where you can play this. So the other amino acids. Now, everybody knows what those others are, but not everybody. So if you know, you know. Now, isn't that the catch words today? If you know, you know. Those other, lysine is the spur that in place, the same way that it will dry up a herpes simplex, the way lysine will do that, the same way that does that, that amino acid affects your other three amino acids, and it kicks into the lymphatic system, which has an effect on the lipids. Lymphatic lipids. You can play that. Cut dead on these rotations. That's because the body doesn't want you to give up. The body's saying, let it go. You can die. You can do it. You can let go. It's too, it hurts too much. Carolyn, it hurts. It hurts too much. They argue for that, and the body fights back. The body responds. You see?
Yeah.
And when it responds, then that process that you have the information that we just gave that you can play kicks in, and all of a sudden you go past it. And that's why in the showtime we have taken a very relaxed position of not caring, because why care? Why care? You're going to make it or you're not. If you're not going to make it, I'm going to love you anyway. I'm going to see you as well. I'm going to see you as ascended always. Because we do. Mm-hmm. If you choose not to, that's your choice, not our problem. But poor planning on your part is not going to create an emergency on ours. Mm-hmm. We dig you with it. So help us, because we don't want to hurt you. But if you're going to hurt yourself, we're not going to stop you. There you go. You might be able to play that. You might be able to play that. That part. Okay, take a breath. And now go back to the live wire.
Yeah. Okay, all of Tarsus, I'm just looking him up. Okay, so he took the Damascus Road is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Gotcha.
And everybody soon is going to have to if they make it.
Right.
You got a little bit. If you're well on your way, that's fine. You're going to have little hips and bumps. It's like, okay, let's say it like this. The way they describe the travail of childbirth, bringing a new life, that travail, that morphing of the body, and that change that brings forth new life, that's what you're doing to your body. That's a travail. Because you're basically having a new body, having a new life. Mm-hmm. And that's the example. Uh-huh. That's the example that you present to yourself.
Yeah.
That's the example that you present to yourself.
Got it.
As of, this is the way to go. Oh, so this is how to do it. Oh, okay, got you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, women who've had childbirth or miscarriages, they know the pain of that, that's for sure. Your whole body is ripped and shredded.
Changed.
Okay, good. Changed. Okay, next. Question. Thank you for that. Nice. you know, when Bob in November 5th, 2022 again mentioned that, you know, magnesium, oxygen, blood, Krebs cycle, plants, and poisons, and I said magnesium is taking over from oxygen because oxygen is disappearing, then you said that's a slow neutron.
Mm-hmm.
And with U-236, it shifts. You lose one neutron, and in the heart cheerio chart, you drop that neutron. So, looking up U-236, and there's it can become U-237, undergo some decay, and they talk about U-237NP. And this is fascinating. NP, N is a Ned, P is in Paul, is the chemical element, and with the atomic number 93, lies in row 7, and it's neptunium, and it's the first trans-uranium element, which means it's beyond uranium.
With 10 to 19 joules, naturally.
Say that again.
10 to 19 joules collectively.
With 10 to 19 joules. The crown of... tell me more about that. It doesn't compute yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, take a slow neutron.
Yeah.
It's about one electron volt.
Yeah.
And if you lay that down, that'll equate to approximately 10 to 19 joules.
Oh, J U.
Pretty good.
Okay.
J O J O U J O U L E S. That's like a real big lightning strike is 9 joules.
Lightning strike is nine.
So try that for 19. That'll overload you. That'll overload you. You hooting nanny. That's for sure.
Yeah. So these slow neutrons, will they? Are they making our super sugar?
No. No, because those decay into a protein. You've got to deal with the anti-neutrino. Now, Bert just wet himself a little bit right there with an anti-neutrino. So you have to find out your electron type. That's the reason you spend all that time putting little C's, you know, in the Cheerios, placing those neutrons in that window. Remember?
Right.
A little heart, a Cheerio heart. That you had to find room. That's why you had to have room so you didn't blow this thing up. Because slow neutron.
You said to apply the 369, those Jacob's ladders, you get the connectors for the 144K. It's how you apply the atomic nuclei. So, okay, this is some of what we're talking about. I'm afraid I missed the seminar on 365. Can you tell me more about 365?
No. 369.
My fault. Yeah, I know it's 369.
That's true.
Can you tell me more about 369?
Okay, they're the perfect numbers. Everything is based on it.
Oh. Okay.
Bob says it different than we say it, okay? Some call that like the angel number. It's the things that are divisible by themselves.
Yeah.
What shifts your vibrational energy. See, Bob would never say that. He would never say that under no circumstances would he ever say such a thing. But It's a way people use to justify everything.
And when we apply them to what we're doing, how do they fit into the 144K?
Oh, okay. Here we go. This is a code. Bob, pause. Okay, Bob, if this goes good, you can play it. But if it doesn't go, hey, Bob, if this goes good, you can play it. If it goes too good, you can't play it. We'll see how it goes. All right. But 369 is not that. It's not even numbers. They're angles. They're a code. Okay? It's what overlaps. It's basically, now the way you can research this is the theory of frequencies ratio. It's what it actually is. Everything we talk about has to do with frequency, you know, getting your freak on. The frequency of energy only works within that 369 code. That's how the that's how the Faraday cage connects.
Oh, okay.
It has to do with the human's plexus systems.
The human plexus system. Well, does that mean it has to do with the, you know, the man with his arms out and his legs out? I'm forgetting what it is.
Well, that's the Vitruvian. That's the Vitruvian man. Yeah. That's the Vitruvian man. And that's okay. No, you got to go to the Hawking's Penrose papers. Look at those, and that'll help you a little bit. It's a stupid abstract, but that's not the point. But that's not the answer to the question. That's a reference, so people can get smart and they'll read it and they wonder what the fuck they're talking about, and then they'll start answering, asking questions, and hold the key to the universe, and you know how that kind of goes. But basically, it's how you attach a frequency. It's how you attach a frequency. And so what happens is it's almost like a position where everything is divisible by itself. Well, those are all odd numbers. And so those numbers, when they apply, always set a tendency to cause an eidetic photographic, a way your mind can set a frequency to basically take you to a reality. That's in that. Tesla did a lot of this with this 369 crap, looking that together. Those are the words. They're not right. They're okay. But see, it's basically, we talk about a little bit more like from the flux field. That's what we call it. But then we call a flux capacitor. Remember, we do that. So you got to look at it. You got to look at it from the human's perspective. Triangle have how many sides, Carolyn?
Three.
Okay. Pyramids have three sides. Trinities abound in the human history. Father, Son, and Holy Smokes. Everything is in a trifecta. Energy, frequency, and vibration. Those are the secrets that you're trying to connect so that all your rooms would be divisible by three.
What rooms are those?
Like the number of rooms in a hotel. If you believe this, you'd never stay in a hotel that the rooms weren't divisible by three. See, this is Bob's numerology, gobbly, gobbly, gobbly. But those frequencies would line up. They have to. See, because everything is in a repetition. Now, you know when you have something and you don't have it, then you have it, people say, I manifested this. Oh, I got it. You remember when you didn't want new capstone, but you manifested it. You know how you did that? By repetition. Repete. You did it, and you did it, and you did it. And you know you're not working as hard now as you did then, right? But yet you're getting more done.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to kill yourself like before. Every step of the way, fighting, kicking, screaming, hollering, moaning, every way. See, this becomes that capacitor. That's sort of how that. That's the ways to say it. Now you can play that. Nothing too mysterious about all that. That should be okay. He may have a fit about it. If he does, then get over it. Good. But basically, it connects the positions, stations. Is that fair? Can we work with that?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Well, it explains how people get fucked off. Okay. Here's an example. This Mr. Freed.
Yeah.
30-year-old jackball that you wouldn't hire to run a milk truck. You wouldn't hire him to drive a tractor on your damn farm. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, he's figured it all out. Crypto's going to hell. So he takes money that he don't have with a position he doesn't control, with money that's not available, and he starts buying up all these little companies and starts trading safely everybody else's crypto. They were so cryptic. They were so cryptic. Nobody even knew what they were, these crypto things. But then he says, well, I'm just going to give it all away. I made billions of dollars. And then they actually do, after the jig is up and it's over, he says, he gets on an Instagram interview for an hour and a half and says, well, you know, we made some mistakes. It was a pretty tough day. We had a bad day. We've had a bad day. He said, but I'm looking for investors. I'm going to make it up. I've added it up pretty close, and it's just shy of $8 billion. But it's no problem. Listen now. He says, I'm going to raise it. I'll raise it $8 billion. It won't take a minute. I got this.
Wow. Wow.
369, honey. 369. And then his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, put another company where he hid $40 million to set the size. And then there's actually $800 billion lost somewhere that nobody knows about because what he was doing, he was money laundering Ukraine money to get to Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Now Bob's going to play this. Bob's going to play this, and somebody may get in trouble, but Bob's going to play that. Or are we going to say it? He's going to play it, or we're going to say it. That's going to come out. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. We got the bank account numbers.
So is he working with 369 consciously, or that's just what happened?
No. That he is consciously working with it because his parents are physicists. They're high-end teachers, and he's a goofball. I mean, we would say, if you looked at him, you'd say, oh, he's mentally retarded. And you'd be kind, but he's not the brightest bulb in the chandelier now. I'm just saying, because all he says is all we did is we got money, and then we did money, and we made money, and we took. He even said what he did. He said we got $10, and we sold it $11 worth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did it with $1 billion. We got $1 billion, and we sold $1.5 billion worth. You can't do that.
Yeah, and they
you
made
can't sell
a
remag
they made
you
a,
don't have.
They made up their own tokens, so they made their own money and then borrowed on their made-up money.
Didn't have to. People were dying to get it because it was a shooting star right before it went supernova. But that doesn't make any difference. You can't rob an honest man. Don't worry about that. That don't have – nobody cares about that. You know what I'm saying? This is all – because Bob's killed money. But here's what he did do. He was working for Bob. Here we go. You can play this. Oh,
uh-oh.
Yeah, you're going to play both sides now. You're going to play it. You're going to play it all now. All right, both sides of it. Bob has used Mr. Freed to create more money. Do you understand how much money? How can you have that much money? That little jackball wouldn't know what $8 billion was if he's on fire, for Pete's sake. You know where they had all the money that they were giving to the Republicans that they didn't want to win? They thought we can beat them because they're ridiculous. That $40 million came from his little jig. He's the one who was giving the money to the bad Republicans, the inappropriate Republicans, so that the Democrats could beat them when they were shady, as it were. And you're like, that's the most ridiculous thing. And then they have this, they actually get with a straight face and says, well, the Senate race in Tucson, Arizona, landed a whopping $174 million in their ad campaign. We're like, what? It pays $70,000 a year. If you can get that much goddamn money to run for office, take the money and don't run. You're better off. That's insane. So once again, Bob had to create enough money as he destroyed everything. You see, this is part of that reset. Now, the good news is, now Bob keeps talking. We talked years and years ago about the Gisera and the Nasera and the Saladi Dadi Body Gadi Dadi Body Sadi Fadi, all that bullshit. Well, if you do that, you can't file bankruptcy on yourself. And Trump can That's not true. Trump can. Trump's the only one that can. Trump can file bankruptcy on himself. He's the only one. That's not the point. The point is that as you build more and more and more and more money, Bob has it all. Lockdown Bob rule is in place. So that has to be eviscerated, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're laughing. You're like, way to go there, boss. You got all the money in the whole wide world, and now money has no value. Boy, you tore it up this time. You got it going on. You're a better stock trader than Martha Stewart. So once again, Bob got it. Bob did it. Bob did it. Everybody's going to be punished for it, but Bob did it. So they have no choice but to bow to Bob. Bob becomes the keyhole, not the asshole, the keyhole to the universe. Bob becomes the keyhole, not the key, the keyhole to the universe. Like the little dot on his neck.
Bobby,
you know, that little,
yeah.
You know,
or
that
the
little
head
dot
bobble.
Too. Yeah, the bobble, bobblehead. Yeah, he does that. He'll give you a phatic nod if he likes you. He'll give you a phatic nod. Well, that's not true.
Okay,
he'll give anybody
about
a phatic nod.
Enough.
We were trying to
Bob.
Buy you a little more time. We were trying to buy you some more time, Carolyn. That's the only way you can do it. That's the only way you can do it. But this, yeah, he can play that. I want him to play that. Play that, because that's just true as anything else going on here.
Well, you know what I say about that. We know now that the aliens are running the planet because everything is so messed up. So next
you
question.
You can't have that. You can't even have it. It's not even messed up. They're just playing with it. It's kind of like you remember the Etch-a-Sketch. You know what an Etch-a-Sketch is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know. See, that's good. Where you just spend all day long drawing the little pictures, right, left, left, right, left, and spin, and then all of a sudden you look at it and you pick it up and you turn it upside down and shake it. And it's all gone. That's like your crypto markets. Shake it. It's all gone. After you put all this time, sweat, and tears, and money, it becomes an energy flow back to Tesla.
Yeah.
369,
right.
Energy flow. And that's that. Okay. And a circle has 360 degrees. Is that divisible by 3?
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. So there you go. So now all your trapezoids, all your dodecahedrons, all those angles are all set into that very energy flow. Now, that makes you very smart or very organized. It doesn't make you smart. It makes you organized. And we all well know that the studious children that have the best organized notes always know how to find the information. You don't have to know it. You have to be able to find the information.
Yep.
Right.
That was me. That was me.
You better
me.
Know it. You better know it. You didn't have to dig through for the answer. You had it organized. You knew what was up. And it even wasn't me. Yeah, you're a great memorizer. We know that. We got that. That's a known thing. That's not a big deal. But you know how to apply it.
Yeah.
I know how to turn on the stove. That's not enough. You got to know how to turn on the stove and then apply radiant heat into the preparation of victuals for Bob to consume mass quantities.
Cooking venison today. Okay, moving on. November 5th, payday again. With Bert, you mentioned lysine quartz and the lotus blooming. So are the quartz part of this neutron business that we already talked about?
Say some more words.
How do the quartz fit into the lotus blooming position?
Wrong way. Try it another way. We want to do this.
Right. So we know lysine affects the lotus blooming, and we know the amino acids do.
Polylysine. Do polylysine. That will get you. That has to do with your polylysine. Do it that way. That'll solve it. Because what that has to do, it's a buffer. It shifts the pH. because the pH is going to be too much. You're trying to make a microbalance, and that's what allows that. Well, now, the side effect is that your body's going to respond in kind.
Okay. Now, you've moved from quartz to lysine, and are we allowed to play this?
Yeah. That's all right. Polylysine.
How do the quartz and the polylysine interact?
Okay. This is how you have absorption with solid supports that have a quartz crystal microbalance in a dissipation of a monitor. So we're watching mm-hmm. this thing disappear right before our very eyes. Quark with a K, mm-hmm. and quartz from your baseline, from your absorption, from your rinse, from your exchange, has to shift the pH. Let's say pH 11, where you have weak pH absorption generally occurred under the acidic conditions, which everything's turning acidic. The morphology mm-hmm. and the roughness absorbed is going to have a layered effect, and that's going to change the atomic variance that's going to basically shift or force a strong PPL. It's going to make a uniform, smooth add layer, while the weak absorption is going to fall away or become a non-uniform or rough add layer. And when you do that, of course, you know the pH is going to clean that shit up. It's the same way, darling, look, it's the same way when you take a bar of gold and you evaporate it in sulfuric acid with nitric acid, the gold, it'll melt, but it doesn't go away. It just goes into solution. So what we're saying here, the influence of that pH from acidic position, that still the gold is still there. You've just changed or dissipated the gold into a liquid. And then it'll change to orange after a little while. Then you can get it right back into gold. You can get it out of the acid, but you have to change the pH condition. And that's exactly what this is about. That was pretty good. You did good, man.
Yeah.
That was good.
No.
Not
no,
everybody.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes, you did.
What
yes,
are we making with all this positioning
alchemy.
Of pH? And
alchemy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Alchemy. Alchemy.
And what is our end product result?
Ascension.
Mm-hmm. So is this creation within our bodies or externally in a lab?
There's no difference. There's no difference. as is above, is below. As is above, is below. As is below, is above. Can't tell it. Honey, if you can't build it in your body, we defy you to build it in a lab. And if you can build it in a lab, we defy you not to be able to embrace it in your meat sack body. Now, we didn't say you wouldn't get the scours. We didn't say you wouldn't have the abdominal cramping. We didn't say you might suffer a little from the GERD. Have some, what is that? What was that stuff we used to talk about? Some too much candida. Have too much candida. You might have some of that. But that's just your body in response.
Mm-hmm.
That's your body in response.
And again, the corpus callosum,
mm-hmm.
That's part of the, if we can put everything together now and know the ascension process of 144K and the lotus, it's like everything's coming together, correct?
They're not millenniated yet, darling. You know that, right?
Millenniated not, with the...
The corpus callosum is not millenniated yet.
How do you millenniate the...
The nerve fibers.
Yeah. How do
the
you millenniate...
Fibers.
How do you millenniate
you
the corpus
merge
callosum?
Them. They're, uh-huh. You have two brain hemispheres. They become one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Some people have already merged them, though, haven't they?
Yes, they have. That's true. That's true. That's true.
And what did they do to merge them?
They gave it up. It's a myelin sheath.
Yeah, myelinated. Yeah, myelinated. Okay.
From the axons. You know about the axons?
Yeah, the axon potential. Yeah.
Potential. That, there you go. Now, see, that's right. Now you're getting somewhere. Because, see, the potential is not the success. Because those hemispheres have to merge. Because you're not going to communicate crosswise, left, right, up, down, over, and everything, right, and stuff. You're not going to do that. You're not going to be running like that.
Yeah.
There's going to be no split. This is what Bob talks about, the split, the duality. This is what's wrong. I love you, I hate you. I hate you, I love you. I'm up, I'm down. I'm horny, I'm not. I want you, I don't. I'm hungry, I'm not. I ate too much, I didn't eat enough. I was eating and I got started and I got full and I didn't stop eating because I know where to stop eating. My mind is like, oh, I'm about to lose my goddamn mind or half of it anyway. See, so if you merge that, then you don't think about it. There's no conversation. And you're saying, Ion, are you saying that we're not a thinking man? We feel that's exactly right. Everything fucked up in your life right now because you thought about it. Everything you said is something you've read. Everything you said is something you've read, and it's ridiculous. Mm. You can tell exactly, Bob would say, you can tell exactly what people are reading by listening to their speech. You can tell exactly with what they're reading based on how they speak. Yeah,
Okay, good. Two more questions, Bob. Good. Get ready.
We're the clamp. We're the clamp right here.
Awesome,
this is pretty
good.
Pretty good. So, pretty good.
This last little bit about all the quirkiness, you said, or the question about the eye cell captures energy that engages quarks. So that's pretty straightforward. So that's okay.
Yep.
But
You got a little. Okay. You should ask one more little part of a question. It's not that straightforward.
Yeah, because the quarks being the smallest particle with the highest amount of energy than protons or neutrons. That's what makes them so important for the eye cell and for their ultimate lotus blossoming, correct?
We have a little Prometheus problem. Don't worry about that. Just make a note. Just Prometheus problem. Don't do it right now. It's too much. Bob will pick at it because he'll think, you know, Bob knows everything and nothing. He knows. If Bob can prove that he knows nothing about everything.
And he's good at it.
And he's good at it. He's really good at it. And so that'll have to get divisible.
Yeah, Prometheus is known for defying the gods by stealing fire from them and giving it to humanity in the form of technology, knowledge, and civilization. So there we go, tech body.
So now you got to have, now you have quarks have flavors. You have an up, a charm, a down, a bottom, a top, and strange.
The degrees of separation.
Flavor. We call it changing flavors. That's the way
they
count.
There were six categories there. You could say there's the five quadrants plus the hexadic, which is the strange. So you can fit those six terms onto the six ads. By the way,
Which one's the strongest, Bob? Which one's the strongest?
Strange.
Top. Top. The top quark is the strangest one. The strange you can't attach because you have no way to calibrate the strange. The top is the one that's always pinpointed. So it's
the strongest. That's the strongest.
That's what the boson couples fastest to in a mass. That's the strongest. That would be the heaviest. Yeah, boson. That'd be the heaviest particle, the top quark.
Yeah, is the boson the God's particle? The God particle? Or
which God? Which God? There's a lot of God.
When they talk about getting the God particle, do they think it's the boson? It's not, but that's the one that
No. Well, they use the Higgs boson as some kind of esoterical reference point.
Okay.
It's awesome.
That's it.
So we could. We said it, so we could.
Okay, I don't care. I mean, I'm done, except are the aliens making marijuana available to the millennials to keep them pacified? Last question.
And everything else.
Yeah, I was going to say, John, ask every other topic.
Do you understand in this country that there is an absolute run on Adderall? Adderall.
Yeah.
You know what Adderall is?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking meth.
Speed.
Meth. It's methamphetamine. There's a run on it. There's none available. Now, there's all the Adderall you can stand, but they're taking it so quick. They're getting it so fast, and the doctors are handing it out like rock candy. It's like going to the pharmacy in Mexico. You can get all the damn morphine sulfate you can tote for $3 U.S.
So this is why the millennials are going to die early. They're just wrecking themselves, or they're being wrecked, correct?
Or they don't care. They're so numb. They don't. They're not wrecking themselves. They're getting so comfortable they forget to breathe. They're getting so comfortable they forget to breathe. That's not called wrecking yourself, Bob. Carolyn would say that's called very effective anesthesia.
Right, but your point is, Carolyn's point is, the aliens are running all this. They're doing all the business in society.
No, and that's not fair. You can say that, but that's not true. That's not the case. They're amping it up to get your attention. They're going to make it so bad that you yield, they want you to give up the 33rd parallel. If they make it so goddamn bad that you don't even want to be here, they're going to say, all right, you can have up to the 40th parallel or up to the 22nd parallel or whichever way you're counting it from, because you count it three ways because you don't even know which way the wind blows. You might suffice them a few more degrees of heresy for their debauchery.
Are you talking about the Pentagon aliens, or are you mixing them in with the new aliens?
You won't be about 30 seconds. In about 30 seconds, you won't be able to tell the difference. They're beefing amongst themselves, and that's what happened. They're beefing amongst themselves, and that's
they're fighting.
They're fighting amongst themselves. And they're tired of fighting amongst themselves because you're the fodder. They want you. Well, not you, but they. They want they. I don't know who they are. They are everybody else, I guess. they're trying to see how many they can fit in the spam meal of life. But they do have the cans. The cans are being produced in China now, that's for sure.
We don't play stuff about what the aliens are doing, correct?
We don't care anymore, Bob. Don't matter. You're not protecting anything. We defy you to watch 45 minutes of MSLSD. You won't last that long. You'll consider suicide. It's the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard in your life. Nothing we've said, however esoterically ridiculous, even comes close to what they're presenting as the everyday xenocracy that is the days of our lives. So. You're good.
So you're saying that we're so in charge that we can, there were parts you said don't play, but we could reveal a lot.
Don't do those. Yeah. We're going to be there. No. Play it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Play it. Really? I don't care.
But that's because
help or hurt.
The aliens, they can't take advantage of it.
Bob, thoroughly, with a great intimidation, with a great intimidation, if they could have, they would have already.
Mm.
If they could have, they would
have
already.
They're being polite because they want access to ions.
No, they most certainly are not. No, Mo, that's not true. They don't know what you're capable of. They can't believe you've done this. Carolyn, Carolyn, in his defense, Bob can't believe he's done this either. So.
Yeah, I don't believe it. It's a flat thing. We don't even.
He's expecting Greg Duffel to make a cartoon out of him any day. It'll be the pinky in the brain times two.
We will play the FTX part. That's interesting. That's public. But Ion, is this FTX company was a total scandal involved in the whole Ukrainian bullshit that Biden was doing?
It's not a scam. It wasn't a scam. It was like any other Bahamian business that takes and like no more of a scam than the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve is a bigger scam. No bigger scam than that. He's in the Bahamas in a penthouse doing business, that interstate commerce. That he had lunch with the SEC chairman. Do you realize how hard it is to get to the SEC chairman? They were having a fellatio-based relationship with the SEC. They didn't find any fault with him. They loved him up. He's giving $47 million to the Democrat, $10 million to the bad Republicans. Why, by God, new money's come to town. It's the best thing we ever had happen. Because Joe Biden went to Ukraine and said, you either fire the investigator that's going after my son, or you're not going to get the, quote, billion-dollar loan. And son of a bitch, within 1 hour, that prosecutor was fired. And then the next day, the Ukraine got the billion-dollar loan. He said that at Biden.
Everybody knows that statement. Everybody knows that statement. So what's your point?
This is the payday. This is the payday that came from that. This is the payday.
What is the payday? What is the payday?
Reed is the money launderer to get the money back from Ukraine back to Joseph Robinette Biden.
Okay. So he's not going to be going to jail? He's legally allowed?
He's going to get a raise. He'll probably raise. Hey, Bob, if the way things are going these days, he'll probably raise the $8 billion.
Yeah, but not with Jim Jordan there. No, Jim Jordan's going to not allow that shit to happen.
What the fuck does Jim Jordan have to do with him? He's not a U.S. citizen. He's not due for extradition. He can do whatever the fuck he wants to.
What country is he citizen of?
Bahamas. Bahamia. Mm. Bohemia. Bahamas.
So,
he's not a part of this country. He didn't open that business here. He didn't do that.
What are the people who now actual people stuck down the bottom where they think money's real? They've lost a lot of money and their pensions are fucked up. What are they going to do? Can they sue people?
Sure, they're going to sue. They're going to sue Mr. Brady, who supposedly lost. I want to know where Tom Brady got $480 billion to lose in it. That's where it gets a little crazy. He didn't have that damn much need, but he just soon got a divorce. They're splitting the sheep. Somebody lost the checkbook somewhere, so there's some trouble.
It's not $406 billion. $406 million. It's not billion.
Well, the problem with that, Bob, is you can't tell the difference anymore. You can't tell the difference between a million, a billion, and a trillion. They don't seem to know the difference
anymore. And you know why? Because I'm the richest guy in the world. And when you bring me into it, then you can't tell nothing.
Well,
you can't tell anything.
Tell it. Barbara Streisand's got no secrets. You should be like Barbara Streisand.
So there is a scandal in the actions of Mr. Bankman,
Bankman. Bankman's ridiculous. Call him Freed. Freed.
He's not going to suffer.
No, he ain't going to suffer. Shit, they'll give him a raise. Watch.
So why did they launder it through him? Did he know he was being the laundered?
He was 30 years old. He was a goofball, and he didn't know how to milk a cow. So he was the perfect one. And if they may bring him before Congress, and he says, well, you know, I just had a really good idea that I could take a coin and let people buy it, and I could sell it for more than I bought it for, and I could do this over and over and over again, and then I could take care of things, and I was going to give all the money away anyway. I didn't make any money. I gave it all to the Democrats. What do you mean? I'm not selfish. I shared all my wealth. I'm going to give away another $1 billion. If you'll give me $8 billion, I'll give you a billion of it. Damn, what do you want? I'm not a capitalist. I'm a fundamentalist. And you kind of go, wait a minute, that sounds like Bob. Stop this. If you'll give me a library, I'll probably give you $8 billion. This is a good day.
He's going to get into some visual space. And there ain't no visual space anymore.
I can't wait, Carolyn. Here's what's going to happen. I hope she hasn't gone back yet. Here's what's going to happen. He's going to go before Congress, and he's going to get up there, and he says, all I know is that all I've learned in the monetary regime, I learned from the Church of the Subgenius and J.R. Bob Dodd. I have thoroughly applied it. I have the versions. I paid my $30 or $26 or whatever it was. I'm a member. There's no way you can touch me. I have my eternal reward already. I'm good. And it's like, and if y'all, anybody owes any money, just file a claim to J.R. Bob Dobbs, and he'll pay for it. Don't worry. Put it on his ticket. Bob will take care of it. He loves everybody.
So what is unique about the FTX case?
That it got found out. That it got found out. Shit happens all the time. How many people's lost money on this and lost money on that and tit and tat and itch and scratching? Oh, it's up a gazillion dollars and people are a billionaire overnight. Now they're nothing. They got it all and they got nothing. And they got their $1 billion worth of Bitcoin and $1 billion worth of Bitcoin and they got money at the bank and they bought it now. It ain't worth nothing. Now they've lost everything. And it's up and down like a window shade. Up and down. Up and down. Roll, roll, roll your boat gently up the river.
Yeah, okay. He had a lot of money. And so he thought, I'll give it away.
He did not have a dime. He didn't have any money. The son of a bitch, he's 30 years old, Bob.
He just talked about it.
He didn't have anything to give away.
Quiet, Ion. He said it, it was. And then he thought he'd help the world. And so he tried to distribute money. And this is where you become as rich as possible. You can't help the world. You got to have fucking Coldplay and our medicine. That's how you help the world. Mm-hmm. And nobody can get to that level. So that's why we're in charge.
Fine. But he didn't have anything to get.
People were buying shit from him and selling.
No, they were not. They weren't. He wasn't selling anything. Here's what he was doing. He was the maker. He was the bank. He says, okay, if you give me your money, I'll buy Bitcoin. Okay, if you give me your money, I'll buy Ethereum. Okay, you give me your money, I'll buy Dogecoin, and I'll hold your money. It'll be safe, and I will never touch your money. Otherwise, and meanwhile,
and they call that Ion. The new word for bank was crypto exchange. That's what he was. He was a business that did crypto exchange. So he was a medium.
And so therefore, he didn't have anything. And then he decided, well, damn, this is pretty cool. I can make my own little coin. And I'll sell it, buy it for a dollar. It's not worth anything. I'll say I bought it for a dollar. I'll sell it to myself for $50. Then I'll put it on the market and I'll sell it for $100. And so I make it, and it goes through the roof, and then somebody buys one, and then it goes up $100 in a day, and they go, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. And then they go to sell it, and they go, okay, here you go, here's your money, but you have to leave it in the exchange. Why in the world, if you just made $100 on $10, why the fuck would you take it? So then it's like Bernie Madoff, a 30-year Ponzi scheme. It blows and blows and blows, and the next thing you know, it's kind of like, well, I'm not going to deal with this little shit. Let's just say, everybody's in for $1 billion. I'm listening. So now, Canada. Do you know who the largest? Do you know who the largest contributor to your little fund? Your little non-fungible. We're so proud. You learned about non-fungible tokens last night. We were so proud of you. You did good. You did very good. We were proud of you, Bobby. You did good. Was the Canadian Union was the largest depositor?
Union? Postal workers. What's the Canadian Union?
No, the teachers' union.
Ah, wow, good. And they lost everything?
Everything.
They lose things. So here's nothing. Why? This guy's doing nothing, and yet people are losing money from it. How do those things get connected?
Because he gave his word that he wouldn't touch the funds in the bank, and he did touch the funds in the bank. And now everybody wants to pull their money out, and there's no money to get. And he looks and says, I made a terrible mistake. I think we were a little bit sloppy. I think we're a little bit sloppy. But don't worry. I know some people. I'll work this out. How much is the total again? $8 billion. Okay. I got to come up with $8 billion and everything's okay, right? Right? Okay. What are y'all talking about? I'll do an interview with MSNBC. All I got to do is come up with $8 billion and there's no trouble. What are y'all talking about? Send your money to P.O. Box BR549 and I'm going to be good and everything's going to be all right. And then he says, and then I heard it on Achieve Radio that all I have to do is just keep typing. I just keep typing. That's all I got to do. I'm going to be okay.
Okay.
Right.
Now, the most interesting part of this thing.
Oh,
systematic,
Lord, there's an interesting part. That's
yeah,
scary.
The most interesting part is their polyamory. What the hell? Were they all fucking each other?
First of all, polyamorous is not the right term. The Latin of polyamorous doesn't work. That's like fucking. It's a polyamorous. That means it's not the way you say that. It's wrong. You got to clean up your words. If you're going to go to the Urban Dictionary, well, no. It'd be multi-amorous. They're not polyamorous.
Okay. Now,
multi-amorous.
When they were all okay. Now, what was the human fallout? As they fucked each other, did people get envious and pissed off at each other, or they just all had no identity, didn't care?
They didn't care. As long as they were getting fucked, why would you care? If you're getting fucked, Bob, don't care.
Well, the girl.
Is that the way to say that?
The one.
I mean, his ex-girlfriend
shut up,
is
look,
the one
you
that lost
need to go
the
on.
Most
Come
money.
On. Look, we're taking more charge of this thing. You're going on too much. So listen.
Oh, sorry.
These people, they show the little girl, Carol, and her father's an MIT professor who taught the SEC
yep.
guy. Caroline. She's a little ugly idiot twit. Where the other.
Yeah.
There are 10 people, apparently. Were the other six girls, four girls, prettier than her?
No. Well, they were all pretty homely as far as that goes. But, I mean, Bob, the worst pussy you ever had has been pretty good, so you really can't complain about that, for real. Just right.
Well, how,
I mean,
much,
just,
how much did they fuck? Were they fucking, like, 10 times a day and maintained their arousal for weeks?
Never that serious. It's more like a flow. Like most males in every 3 days come to that position
right.
from a normal standpoint. Now the kid, he's a kid, so he may have a little more to go with it than that. But after a little while, you got to keep up. And once you get very, very active, you become more active. Okay? So the more you ejaculate, the more you can ejaculate, the more you produce. So from that stage of living, that's very possible that there was a whole lot of stuff going on. They just didn't put any rules to it. So nobody got upset because there was no rules attached to it in the first place.
And why didn't
they
have any? Did they not have rules because they knew they were rich and they didn't have to have any identity problems?
They didn't. I don't think they knew they were rich. I don't know what they knew. How do they know?
But
they
why,
didn't have anything.
Why
they
did
had
they
money
have no
to
rules?
Do what they want.
Why did they have no rules?
Nobody told them they had any rules. They were in the Bahamas living in a $46 million penthouse. Poor as church mats.
Yeah.
So why not?
Are they typical of the millennials? They have no rules.
They're typical of Jerry Fialka.
No, they're not.
You didn't expect that one. You didn't expect that one, Bill.
It's a nothing. It's a non sequitur. But the
back
to the point, do the millennials have, are they the first generation to have no rules? In a mass level.
What about individuals like Nancy Sinatra? She didn't have any rules. Would that be appropriate?
Yeah, but she was a spoiled rich kid. I'm talking about generations of working class people.
They're not generations of working class people. Their parents taught at MIT. They're all trust fund babies. They all had enough money to get back, and then they decided to make up some bullshit and see if it goes. And it did. Okay.
They didn't have any identity problems from their no rules.
They didn't have an identity. Look at them. I mean, you're the richest cat going, and you go in tube tops, flip-flops, and holy blue jeans to a board meeting? It's crazy.
Well, why it's not about the clothes you wear. They're smart. Why worry about dressing up? What's that going to do? They just become more
criminal. Smart. If they were smart, they wouldn't mislay $8 billion.
How did they mislay that? How did they mislay it?
They gave it away to the Democrats and to the Ukrainians.
Oh, yeah, that's
what I wanted to ask. And to the
Bidens. They started, he said, you were telling how he evolved and then started making money and fooling people. Who approached him? How did the Democrats or Biden's people get their hands on his money? They came and talked to him and said, we want you to do this?
Came vis-a-vis the SEC.
Right. And was the head of whoever was in the SEC doing this, were they aliens?
No. They were not.
Were the aliens celebrating this? Did they like what was happening?
Oh, they don't care. We're going to go play Monopoly. And Bob says, who won? Nobody cares. Nobody remembers who was even playing, whether or not they won or not. They don't even remember. So, yeah, the aliens don't care about that. It's a distraction, Bob. It's another distraction.
JW said to me the other day, he thought the aliens, because of the election results, it showed the aliens favored the Democrats. Do you agree with JW? The aliens made the Democrats win, or whatever.
What's
they
a
got.
Democrat? What's a Democrat?
They run as a Democrat. They call themselves.
No,
that.
But what is a Democrat?
No, there's not.
We don't know.
There's no content in the labels. No content.
Oh.
But
so you're asking us, was JW right in his position? And we go,
no,
maybe, but we don't know what a Democrat is.
And, you don't try to figure that out. The Democrats are those that run as Democrats, okay? And they could be aliens. It doesn't matter. They're running as Democrats. And JW said the aliens have favored the Democrats. That's why they did sort of well in the election, well, for a couple of days. Is it true that the aliens favor the Democrats, or the aliens don't care about anything humans do?
Yeah. No. It's like chess moves. This move doesn't preempt the checkmate. This move is an important move. It's very important. And it has consequences if you make this move, but it's not the checkmate.
Are they trying to avoid the checkmate?
Until they work it out with you. But they're going to heighten it up so that they have all the pawns sewed up. And you've lost the queen, and when bishops are gone, the rooks are in stasis, the castles can't move until there's a checkmate, and then there's no other person they have to talk to but you. And then it's you against the bishop.
Right. So they will not let me through the wall or encourage that until all the places are in position, and I have to wait till that happens.
We don't know today. We have no knowing of anything that's left. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. There's nothing left to negotiate that we see.
So we've come to the stalemate, okay? Come to the stalemate.
Well, no. It's not a stalemate, Bob. It's a checkmate.
Oh, yeah.
Stalemate won't
sir.
Help you. Don't say that.
It's a checkmate, not a stalemate. It's a checkmate. Who's got the checkmate, me or them? But
we'll
that
see.
Remains to be seen. Yeah, okay, we have we'll to see. Now, the cat.
No,
the
this
cat.
Is a part. This is your strategy. This is Murray Head, one night in Bangkok. You're driving. You're above it. You're watching the game. You're controlling the game. This is your world. You set this up. You did this. So run it. Don't ask us. Run it. How do you want it to be? Do it like that. There
okay,
you go.
Well,
we support it.
But we got
that.
To where I want to. My opening topic, but before that, what is it with Timber and the cat? Why doesn't the cat show up anymore? He knows I don't care about him, but where did he go? What is he doing? Did he leave the fifth gate? Go somewhere else? Can he get out of the fifth gate?
He was eaten, Bob.
by a Pentagon alien?
An alien. Not a Pentagon alien, an alien. He was eaten.
Why was he eaten?
But he didn't do his job.
So he had an alien. He was not an angel. He was an alien. Originally, Ian said he was an angel.
No, stop. You got it all wrong. He had the eyes of an angel, and the eyes of an alien. They both can go into varmints and use their eyes to see. No, so don't make it wrong. The eyes of an angel first, and then that went away because they couldn't get through, so they gave it up. Then they had the eyes of an alien, so they could see.
Right, and then they didn't have a use for the cat anymore because Bob was onto it, so they just got rid of it. The alien or the angel?
The alien ate it. It was delicious.
Right. Now, do they get into the fifth gate? They can get in?
The aliens can. They called, you know what they called it? Carolyn's pate.
Okay.
That's what they called it.
Well, I did see it a week or so ago during one day in the daylight, early in the morning or something, putting the garbage out. I saw it. And then it stopped and looked at me. And then I walked away and I started walking. Then I stopped. It stopped. It was really monitoring me. That was probably just before I got eaten, right? It was a week or so ago.
Because all they had to do was one job, show you how to get there. And meow, 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 until you got it right and help you out or run at you or you just chasing it and all this kind of stuff. And none of that shit worked. You didn't buy any of it. You wouldn't have it. So
was he trying to show me how to get through the wall?
Yes. That was his only job.
And he failed because I didn't learn from him.
Or he did. You know, you're not a good heater. You hear pretty good, but you're not a good heater. So Karen says.
Yeah, okay. So Timber is gone. The angels gave up when the two cars showed up. Because I think I said they were angels.
No. You have no authority to know that.
But no, I'm just saying.
You don't know that.
But listen, what you told me, they gave up. They couldn't see me, so they didn't do the car anymore. They didn't want to be seen, so they didn't do it anymore. And that means the angels retreated. So the cat lost.
But you can't know that forever. They retreated then, and they gave up then, but that not necessarily eternally. You can't know that.
All right. Yeah, well, we don't know. Even when I win, that's not forever.
No, right? No. You win, you win. No, you win. We're just saying the words are solemn. That doesn't change. But it's not eternal. You see, they had a run at it. They didn't win, so they gave up. But that doesn't mean they won't come again or try a different way. It won't be a car. It'll be a camel or be a jackass or stuff. Or you'll have Vern Christensen strolling down the highway and you'll be waving at him or something fun. That might be interesting. That might get his attention, Carol. That might do it. Since he's bringing up being polyamorous.
Okay, but listen.
That'll be fun.
Listen, right. Now, they may try again. That's what I mean. It's not finished.
It's never going to be finished till you get it done. We can't leave without you, Bob. God damn it, we can't leave without you, and it pisses us off to no end.
Why am I in that position? What is special about me?
You created this shit. You created this shit.
How did I do that? How did I do that?
It was a funny summer in 1982. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember that we went to Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia, that summer. Yeah, what happened that summer? Home Skillet. What happened that summer?
I met Flaps.
That's exactly right. And who was Flaps?
Explain why it's dependent on me. Maybe that you need me. Where did that come into it? What made that?
It's your creation. Hell,
well,
Bob, we preferred Moses over you, and you can see how that went.
So how did I get into a position of my creation dominating everybody else's so it becomes a consensus reality? How did that happen?
How did you go to Mount Sinai and convince the aliens to give you a fictitious Ten Commandments that get brought down off of Mount Sinai and get busted? Broke to hell. They became the essence It's our turn now. You wait a minute.
Yeah.
Which became the essence of the tabernacle, which was the power of God. How'd you do that?
Well, I must have known the aliens before. I had an in with them. But how did I get an in with them? How did that happen? Is it because I'm a fucking
alien?
I am the head of the aliens?
No, not the head of them. They'd have you. You're an alien.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm involved in every major event in history. Because I,
so far,
basically,
so far, we're going to see if you make it through the next week's stock market.
is the FTX going to affect the stock market? Is it, or it's not connected?
Everything's connected because you said that. Now you said something. You've made a point of order. So now it will. Congratulations.
Okay.
Everybody, y'all get fucked in the butt. It's Bob's fault, just so everybody knows.
So I was going to say, I was the viceroy of this world, or they call Earth. That's what I was. I was appointed. And so my overlords, which were these aliens or other aliens or some other thing, or it was you, would occasionally show up and, Bob, you need some help. You need some tablets? Okay. Here, we give you the tablets. That's what I was. I was viceroy of this dimension. And that's what Trump wants to get to. He wants to be like me. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you say, JW says, that Trump knows everything. People will be shocked at what he can put in his thoughts, you know, what he can think about. It's very close to what we think about.
No. Like us, you need to listen to what Trump has to say. Like us, you need to listen to what Trump has to say. Trump gets up, look at his speeches. Don't worry, Bob. Tiki, just go to informationfarm.blogspot.com. It's all right there. It's all detailed.
Right.
What happened? Every step of the way, he says little things like, I'm going to be the president in 2020. And he said it in his announcing speech when he said he's running for president of the United States of America. He didn't say 2024. That's what
you
got to say.
Right. He said 2020.
Right.
Because he says that has to be acknowledged. You have to correct that is what he thinks.
But
you're
if he's
saying,
the president in 2020, he can't be the run for president in 2024. You see, that's why we said there's no more presidents after Obama
Biden.
Nation.
Obama, yeah.
No,
right.
Obama Nation.
Yeah,
and there hasn't
right.
been one. Because Trump necessarily wasn't. Biden's necessarily wasn't. And now we're going to have a reset. Oh, wait. What is that reset? There's a company that's got that RNA reset. What is it?
Mm-hmm,
what is that
yeah.
website? There's a reset. Something about
are
reset.
There,
I don't really know
right.
about that.
Are there aliens? I think you said Klaus Schwab is an alien, or he's a dupe of the aliens.
Sure.
He's mind controlled.
Sure.
And
he's
so they know about us. They are communicating. They said reset because that's Carol's term. Carol's connected to Bob, so that's why it happened, right?
Nobody in the fucking world even talked about RNA until Carolyn started talking about it. Now everybody, you can't move your bowels without it affecting your RNA, for Pete's sake.
Right. And so the same, nobody talked about reset until the show showed up.
Until
okay, so that's pretty obvious. So Trump, he said 2020 because he doesn't want to be president in 2024. He's going to be viceroy. So he's very cleverly. He says, I'll be president in 2020, and everybody goes, oh, he means he's not nuts. He means that he's going to restate the correct the record and prove with Mike Liddell, or whatever his name is, that the election was rigged. But then the consequences
Mike Lindell.
He's only president. He can be president after that one. It's not for a second you're saying he couldn't be president in 2024. But he could.
Mm-mm.
He can have a second term.
No, that would be his first term. I mean that'd be his third term if he's president now.
Oh, does he say he's president now?
He said he's going to be president of 2020.
Oh yeah.
When,
right.
And that's when that's when Joe Biden get on the TV and he says, "I'm going to keep Donald J. Trump in 2024. I'm going to keep him out of the White House, and I'm going to use the Constitution of the United States, the fucked up America, to do it." That's what he's thinking. And they magically sign a court order, which Carolyn has the number for, with 384 people. It's going to be hung for treason. including Mike Pence and President and Kamala and all the rest of them, because they cheated and they got caught. So
where did
they cheat?
On January 6th or during the election?
Read the lawsuit, Bob. It's about 1,000 pages. You'll get a lot of goodie out of it.
Okay. Was Mike Lindell part of the writing of that lawsuit?
No, he was not. These are from smart people. These aren't from zealots.
Oh, okay. So they, if you look at that, Carol? No, okay. So you see a lot
She's got to cook venison. She can't be bothered with history.
Hey, Ian, so you see that lawsuit, 338 people, going to lead to a lot of executions? You see that's actually going to happen? Mm. Nothing's going to interrupt that one? Or is it just another prediction that could be something to change?
Bob
on his Facebook page.
Bob, calm down. A lawsuit's not a prediction.
It's a Republican. It's against the Democrats, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm. And? Well, Mike Pence is a Republican. He's in there, too. It's 384 names. There's a bunch of them.
384 names, Carolyn. We'll look for that number. So, Ion. He didn't announce it, did he, Ion? Someone else announced
who?
It. The 334
what?
84. The lawsuit.
They're named in the lawsuit. Yeah.
I know. They didn't announce it. That anonymous smart people announced it, Carolyn. Right, Ian?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Biden's dead. Most of these people are already dead. So the executions will be fake executions, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they can do it. So you look at Pelosi. No, I want to say this point first. When we were talking about reality and how anything is possible, then some part becomes dominant for a while, like I did, being vice president of this world. Is that what Thomas Aquinas was getting to when he called he called it the doctrine of analogical proportionality, that there's these ratios, and then they set in as a certain ratio for a while. Was that how he was trying to explain the flux of causes?
Not the flux, the capacity. Not the flux, the capacity.
The capacity to focus and become one reality for a while? Is that what you mean? Okay.
Yep.
What would cause, within his doctrine, what causes the shift? It's a reality for a while, then it shifts. What causes the shift? McLuhan used to say technology causes the shift. New technology causes the shift. You might
did.
Say there's too many. What?
Did.
Did what?
Did. Caused the shift past two.
Yeah, the technologies did. But you would say there's so many causes, Johnny Rotten's included, as we show in the Croker quadrant of the tiny note chart.
Croker.
Now, you say most events involve me. So was I the technology that caused the shift from one temporary reality or proportional relationship to another one? Or were there other people?
Not proportional. It's a proportional dimension. Nothing else matters. Nobody else is involved, Bob. There's nothing else in here. There's nobody else here.
Well, that's because you're declaring it now. There are always
other
people.
We never have. We don't declare shit. We know things. Come on now.
Okay. All right. So Mrs. Pelosi is shown walking, leaving the public stage, going into private life. Is she retiring, like the Queen, to avoid all the shit that's going to happen?
She's already dead.
Okay, so it's just an image we're watching being juggled for people's schadenfreude to celebrate when she gets executed. That's a release laid out by the tech body, correct? Those are scenarios the tech body is to cause distraction and noise and excitement and retribution. So. The Queen is still in. The Queen retired because of all the problems. Didn't want the hassle because she wants to have a front row seat. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
So she's smart in a sense. She was a privileged life. she took advantage of her privileged situation to put herself into a more ascending position. She's into her ascension, would you say? Trying to ascend?
Okay. We wouldn't. It's all right.
As a Pelosi wasn't. That's the difference. Pelosi wasn't into her ascension, so
correct.
She died. Okay. Back
correct.
To that question. Yes. Do the aliens favor the Democrats? Well, it's always topsy-turvy, and it depends on factors.
We wish we could tell the difference. They got up in there. Then Fox loves them, and they hate them, and then they're Democrats, and then they hate them. The next thing you know, they got Juan Williams telling about how terrible them goddamn Republicans are. Maybe kill them all. It's like, come on, now, figure it out. It's up and down. It doesn't make any sense.
So J.W. was being a human there when he said, I think the aliens favor the Dems. He got caught in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
He got caught in the moment and made a pattern, which had no
mm-hmm.
staying power. Okay. Ian has talked about there's going to be a pendulum swing, and the right wing, whatever that is, will get the revenge from the cancellation culture and all the aggravation that the left wing did. Is that still in play because there was a red wave?
Agreed.
That's what we're seeing. And Jim Jordan started it off today with this declaration.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Did the Democrats or aliens do something in Maricopa County? Basically, the Republicans couldn't get their votes registered. They went there, and the thing kept kicking out their vote. Some of them went over to a Democratic place, and maybe they got their vote in. But there was this shenanigans with the voting machines registering the votes. Nobody saw that coming, just like they didn't see in 2020 all the rigging of stuff, including China supposedly, that happened in 2020. But everybody was on to that, but they didn't see that the machines could just reject the votes. Do you agree? Or did people knew that was coming?
Both. Both.
It was the new trick. So are you saying
No, it's not a trick. It's not a trick. It is a prestidigitation.
Yes, that involves fingers. So the Dems did in Maricopa County something that wasn't foreseen. Carrie Lake, so I'm going to ask a question about Carrie Lake, but there are a million factors involved, so who knows what kind of answer you'll give.
She's the governor. She's the governor. Nothing to talk about. She's the governor. They'll work it out. Just give them a minute, Bob. Come on.
Because it's just too obvious how she won so many votes.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't hide that.
Mm-hmm.
The majority who voted, are they going to start making a lot of noise in Arizona that'll scare
they
them?
They already are. They already are.
What are they doing? Let's give examples of maybe what's not being reported. What are they doing?
They're having a cow. They're having a cow. They're not saying they're not. They're saying it's not right. Redo it. Undo it. Do it. This ain't right. And they just want to start shooting people in the face. It's not. This is, we know this, Bob. Come on now.
Okay. Well, a little bit of a civil war might happen.
Well, we already said that already. That's old news, Bubby. See, that's what you're talking about. You're saying you're mad because this. Depravity, the death, destruction, bring out your dead. That hadn't happened yet, and you're mad as hell.
Who, are you saying I'm mad, or they are? People are mad.
You're angry. You're angry because it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, yeah, right, the Civil War. But you would say it's already happening. You say that a lot.
We do. We see it. That's the only way we see it.
Okay.
See,
a little bit of history.
Right here you go, Maricopa County. They got showing them two rejected ballots, and they're identically the same, and they all vote straight Republican, and they're holding them up, saying, what's wrong with this? Yada, 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 yada. You know, it just goes on forever. You see?
Oh, they're doing the Mike Lytle, whatever his name is, thing of showing evidence of the corruption. Is that what you just – that's
mm-hmm.
the first one today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
It's begun, and then it builds and builds and builds. Then if it gets some traction, now we're on, see?
Right.
We get
okay,
some traction,
so
now we're doing something.
Are some people phoning up Hobbs' office and yelling at her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, a lot of noise. So she couldn't govern is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
She can't govern. too much disobedience.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
All right. So I have this book by an author named Whitney Webb called One Nation Under Blackmail, and she's doing a Mae Brussels, going back, looking at the newspaper articles, finding out stuff that the speed or hecticness of being mainstream legacy media, you don't have time to actually point out some facts. You just all sensationalize everything. So she's doing good work in that. And she goes back over the Vince Foster suicide. Was Vince Foster, and she's showing it looks like he was murdered. Do you agree with her that Vince Foster was murdered?
Yeah. Everybody knows that, Bob.
Was he murdered because he was involved in secret illegal funding of Clinton's 1992 political campaign, involved Israel and other places?
Palestine. Come on, he didn't bother Israel. It was Palestine, Bob. Come on now.
You mean Arafat, the PLO?
Of course. Of course.
All right. Because that's the left. So the left had to get rid of Reagan. They had, just like the Democrats today, the Democrats in 92 had to do a lot of secret stuff to topple the power of the Republicans that had been built up with Reagan and Bush.
The same way we had to get rid of Margaret Thatcher.
Right. So Vince Foster was murdered, was part of the enclave that directed his, said, he's got to go, and then they got rid of him. Was Hillary part of that decision? Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton.
Say it a better way, because you're sloppy. You're being sloppy. Why are you being sloppy?
I'll just say Hillary. Did Hillary direct the murder of Vince, even though apparently they were good friends, maybe even lovers?
Of course she did.
Right. Were they lovers?
That's disgusting. No.
Okay. The issue is, though, Bill and Hillary win the election, and this murder Foster happened around July 20, 21st, when Carolyn was talking to back at the Mirror headquarters, and they were arranging for Carolyn to meet Hillary when she came to Maui. To California. This is in 93. Mm-hmm. You remember that, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was the fact that we were connecting that you bring Bob into the game, then shit happens. People get unbalanced. They get nervous. So Vince was the collateral damage.
Oh, God, that's been happening for years, Bob. That's not new.
Yeah. All right. So I'm just saying that's an early example for me of what the effect of Carolyn, which includes me. So that's what was going on. It got tense. And did she resent being elected and being president, first lady, with all this shit that they had to do? They didn't cover up this, cover up that. Or is she such a nut that she has to keep herself distracted and she loves all this drama of killing people and somehow staying in power? What is going on in her personality, in her mind, to let's say, enjoy being leader and having so-called power?
No difference. It's all borrowed.
All right. So she didn't mind the collateral damage of her friends dying as long as she selfishly remained in. Yeah, things happen, but did she ever feel remorse for that, for what happened to Vince Foster?
Shit, no. Hillary, she hadn't felt remorse since her brother got killed.
Okay. That was her last shock? That was the last time. And it was probably so devastating, she vowed never to be vulnerable to that emotion again. Would you say that's a strategy that one could do? Okay. So in this book, which is showing the role of Jeffrey Epstein, going way back, he's like a Forrest Gump in the intermingling intelligence agencies, or like a Licio Gelli at the end of World War II and into the 50s and 60s. Is that true to see him as a go-between? He may not be powerful, but he was
intermediary. Intermediary.
Did he have a personality and a kind of intelligence to make him good at that?
Indirectly, yes.
And was he no like a Bear Stearns guy, Alex Greenberg or somebody, some top CEO of the thing? He's
more like
him.
A Morgan Stanley. More like a Morgan Stanley. He was dirty. You just didn't know how.
Right, but the I'm saying that Alex Greenspan, whatever the name was, head of Bear Stearns, he scouted Epstein in his 20s. He was just a young guy. Did he totally MK Ultra mind control him, or did he see this kid has talent to work in the dirty world? Did he get scouted? The professional sport term, you know, to get scouted, a young talent. Did he exhibit some talent? Or he just accidentally ended up teaching at the Dalton School, who had William Barr's father there, and he was getting into networks that he didn't know about, and so they exploited him for a while until he figured it out. How would you?
Don't do that that way. No, no, Jack, you're not going to do it like that. You got to shift it a different way.
Well, was he dirty as a teenager?
Yeah.
What in his experience, his family or whatever, got him into that world so early?
It was just normal.
Just New York. It's the way you grew up in New York, right? Get the opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so they were all funding Clinton. And what did I start off with? So Mark Middleton was the interface. He died found hung and shot in May 2022 after his name came out in December 2021, maybe in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. But nobody knew about him, but it came out. He's an example of an Epstein-level guy that has to be killed, correct?
Well, Clinton-level guy that has to be killed.
Right. Did Hillary Clinton get murdered because of the Epstein entanglements? Was that
No, that's a different tale. That's a different tale.
Okay.
She got gone because she couldn't hold her water. She was good, but she wasn't that good.
You mean she was cracking under the pressure, or you know, what water was she holding?
These magical stupid secrets that are supposed to mean something to somebody.
So she was going to crack under pressure after she lost to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
After she lost to Trump, correct?
And now you look at all these different pictures, and it's like there's 40 Hillary Clintons. You got a greasy one. You got a wrinkly one. You got a bad hair one. You got a perfect one. You got the one that she's got the eyes like who is that puppeteer that has the puppets that have the eyes that are like huge? When they're like, it's like TED, thyroid eye disease, TED, where you got to wear sunglasses like that. And then you got where her jaws are clumped in and she's got turkey neck Hillary. There's all the Hillaries. And then she comes back and she's running something and protecting something and she's doing stuff, all those different ones. They just kind of like mix them up all the time.
Yeah. I noticed that. So, back to the Zionist lobby. Is Israel the weak sister, the weak brother, who through his weakness is vulnerable to some kind of manipulation so that they actually influence the whole thing? This, I guess it's like Freddy and the Godfather, the stupid, incompetent brother. They had
It's more like Ishmael, the weak one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the weak one, yeah. So Israel's the weak one, so they cry wolf all the time, and they get big funding, and then that leads to corruption. Is that the power of the Zionist lobby? They're actually not powerful. They just are a nuisance.
Well, we'll see.
You say it like that?
See, since Bibi's back, they said Bibi would never be back. He was going to be drawn and quartered, and now all of a sudden, him and Reyes back. They're doing good. They weren't killed for sedition or whatever nasty thing it is they supposedly did. They survived that, so it's kind of like, oh, okay. Well, they didn't rob everybody. Well, they didn't you know, it's like, come on, because we said that right out of shooting. And there was a day you wouldn't give a nickel for any of their lives. It was over. She was in jail, and he was going to jail, and he lost the government, couldn't form a government. Now, all of a sudden, he's riding high, Ridgemont High.
Yeah, okay, so is he riding high because he's part of the linchpin of the pendulum going back to a right-wing
okay.
back, the backlash?
Okay, we didn't say that, but we agree.
I couldn't be further from the truth, right? But a wonderful
right.
pattern.
You couldn't be closer to a lie.
Right. Now, you've
notice how we said words that you can't use against us. That's a good one that time, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, you're clever. You're vulnerable, too. You be careful.
Bless our heart. No, we're not careful. We don't care. We have to be careful for you, Bobby, for trying
all
to
right,
keep
thank
them
you.
Off of you.
Yes, I understand
you're a little
that.
You're a little too right a little too often.
Yeah. Damn, what was I going to say?
You're going to ask Carolyn how to season her venison?
Yes. But listen to this. You occasionally cast aspersions on the venerable institution of Harvard University.
You're not saying it right.
Harvard. Well, in this book, there's a lot of connections with Harvard through a man named Larry Summers and Epstein himself and professors. What is it about Harvard? It is the RIE, the separateness under print conditions, visual space
lofty.
That came in with the printing press.
Not RIE, all right. Lofty.
Well, that's RIE. That's Croker Quadrant.
Well, that's right, because they're the ones saying that they're all that. They're the magical ones. They have all the indemnified power of the sun, moon, and stars, but they don't. They can't apply
it. Why?
So,
you can't apply it, did you just say? Can't apply it.
Right. Summers was a great deal, and he could move the world, but he couldn't pay his own bills. Yeah.
Why is Harvard vulnerable, just like Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, everybody else was vulnerable, and they all collapsed? That's what you're basing your disparaging of Harvard's arrogance on.
Didn't go good for the Fulfords at Citibank.
Did you say Fulfords? Fulfords?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Robert Fulford, he ran the cultural scene in Toronto.
That's
okay,
exactly
so
right.
So the Fulfords. The collapse of the universities includes the collapse of Harvard. They're the icon of it. They're the Michael Jackson of university life.
You're getting a little glib, but yeah, that's okay.
Metaphors. You like metaphors. I'm just making metaphors.
No, we got good metaphors.
You're fucking elitist. He's a literary elitist, Carolyn.
We're an elitist. We're an elitist.
Yeah, that's ludicrous. Yeah, you're a ludicrous. Ludicrous.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
So that's why Harvard showed their weakness, because they were courting people like Epstein, 20, 30 years ago. They needed money. Correct? So it goes back to what Cosmic Awareness channeled in 1967 through Worcester. The economy around the world collapsed, beginning with the March 68 gold crisis in London, setting the price of gold or whatever. That collapse of that principality technologically propped up the king dynamic, king or queen dynamic, propped up by the printing press, which made it a different kind of image of power, which we called capitalism and central banking. That collapsed in the late 60s. For some reason, what was it? That was it. Just the satellite environment, the digital world that was coming in, technologically as a cause.
Yes.
It wasn't because a bunch of kids went to Haight-Ashbury and declared love.
No. That was the distraction.
That was a distraction, but also most distractions have some base in the public, in the common reality. There is something that's a potential there to be exaggerated. So the kids were feeling something in a new culture, a new environment. They had jets. They could travel all over the world. And they got music and drugs. So that euphoria of the multitude gets exploited by the media for other purposes. Correct?
Okay.
But you can't you can't make up something.
Yes, you can.
Well,
Why can't you?
Mass levels. Not things that become archetypes, like the hippie movement. You know, that's part of the later generation.
Why not? Why not? Okay.
That's part of the cultural memory of later generations. The Generation X, and then the Generation Y, and the Millennials, and the Zoomers, and the Boomers, and the rest, Generation Z. They all see this marker, just like Hitler was a marker place. You call your term marker place. You can't have a marker place unless there is some crowd involvement in it, something that a felt need that needs to be expressed and then responded to. Do you agree with that? That would be the realm of language. I think it's the realm of language.
We don't care. We don't care. Whatever. That doesn't
because
matter.
That's mortar, and you think people are distracted by that from what they should be doing in terms of ascension.
Certainly. That's what you would use to take over the conversation so that you don't have to bother ascending.
Right. So what's an example of something that's totally made up and there was no audience, and it didn't come out of the crowd? It wasn't a bottom-up phenomenon, is the phrase. It was top-down. It was a hoax that was imposed on people. Are there many of those?
Yeah. Nicole would be one.
Nicole Kidman, the actress?
The hurricane.
Oh, is that happening right now?
No. That was a ridiculous thing that wasn't a thing at all.
Why wasn't it a thing?
Because it didn't happen.
Did it not happen because the HARP couldn't exploit it?
Because it didn't happen.
Well, why was it said to happen?
It's a distraction. It's exactly your point. You were saying what happened that didn't happen that you could point to, and we go, well, there, and then now you want to know, why are you pointing to it? I said, because it didn't happen. Well, no, wait a minute. What do you mean it didn't happen? It did not occur. Well, you're pointing to it. Well, what are the things that we can point to that didn't happen? Well, that's something we can point to that didn't happen. You're like, no, it took the roof off my house. No, a little wind may have blown, but that's not what took your house. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... did the media agree to make it into an issue to distract? What was it distracting from? Gerald Ford's murder or something like that?
Gerald Ford wasn't murdered.
I know, but you made a big deal out of the arrangement of his public announcement of his passing.
Yeah.
You know, that's 10 more years ago. Yeah. And that was put out in the public to distract from something, right?
Right.
So,
and another one of your better quoted metaphors. Yeah.
What did Hurricane Nicole distract from?
Money transferred in Ukraine.
Money transfers. Okay. Is there a lot of people in the Ukraine?
Don't say that,
Carol. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
Carolyn.
Go up.
Don't put that on your Facebook page, Carolyn, whatever you do. Hey, this will help. Go on Instagram and put it on the RNA reset post. That'd fuck them up. Do that. That'll get. Jenny Bell may fire all of us, so be careful. Don't say we said do that, because we could all get a whooping.
This Hurricane Nicole is like 2 days ago, Carol. Cyclone, November 7th. Okay, so it was covering up the FTX scandal. Aspects of that, Ion?
Mm-hmm. As well. Mm-hmm.
As well. Okay, so that's a very recent hurricane. And it didn't happen. Nothing much happened.
Right. No, nothing much happened. It wasn't a real hurricane.
I mean, there wasn't. It wasn't happening.
Any more than when you get a little rain in the
the fifth gate, that becomes a Category 5 hurricane. Not like that, Bob. Or when they had the tsunami, and you had all them people in your strange people, by the way.
Yeah.
All that crowd, strange people in your damn house. You just went upstairs and went to bed. And then the tsunami came, and it struck Hawaii, and it was 3/4 of an inch. It struck Hawaii. The tsunami struck Hawaii, and it was 3/4 of an inch. People was running for the hills, packing their bags, boarding their windows, kissing their ass goodbye. It was over. It's too much. Maui Meadows, they evacuated all the mosquitoes out of Maui Meadows because it was going to get wiped away, too. It was pretty low on the threshing floor as far as it goes, and Bob just went to sleep.
Yeah.
Like that.
November 7th, that's Nelson Thal's birthday. What was being distracted? Well, yeah, we talked about the FTX. So,
come on now.
Did anything happen with the hurricane? Did they have any ripples, any inches, anywhere?
Inches. Yeah. And you ever had some rain? And they got their
look at this.
Their Aquanet. Their Aquanet wouldn't hold very good. The hairspray.
Aquanet. That's like hairnet you wear in the pool.
The hairspray.
She's looking. Alyssa bought a copy of the Paranoia magazine in 2007. Has me on the cover saying the only man alive. She bought it as a collector item.
See?
She invested in it. Excellent. Just a minute. Apparently there's a hurricane. Karen wants me to look at. Let's see. Oh, no, it's just a sunset. No problem.
Yeah, it was just barbecued. It was just barbecued venison, Bob. It was just barbecued venison. She's got it in two, and she can't make it into one. You realize you're going to have to eat 12 pounds or 16 pounds of venison at one lick. I hope you're happy about
that. I got it in the stove.
In
two
the
cups
pot.
Of wine and a ton of other stuff. All good.
Hell.
Okay.
How are you going to waste that 2 cups of wine? Pour the rest of that damn wine and that venison for Pete's sake. What you going to do with it otherwise? It just rot. Go ahead.
That's nice, Alyssa, bought that, eh, Carol?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen. John Brockman, a man I met, he was a fan of McLuhan's. He wrote an interesting book on McLuhan, The 100 Great Philosophers of History, and he had McLuhan as the 100th, the last wrap-up guy. I liked that book. And he married, his co-writer, Schlossberg, married Carolyn Kennedy. But John Brockman married a literary agent's daughter, and then he was able to promote books and get into the New York literary agency world in the 70s. He promoted William Irwin Thompson. He did everybody and became a top book person. And he favored or emphasized professors who were radical thinkers in science and that, or innovative, leading edge people. So he made a lot of those kind of people famous by getting their books out there. He became a friend of, so he formed a website, a club called edge.org, I think. I don't think it was .com, but Edge. And I don't think it was the Edge, it was Edge. So you go to the site, you see all these, hoity-toity professors and that being promoted by him, and they give lectures and talks and get interviewed. He would put conferences of these intellectuals and cultural geniuses on all the time. And eventually, I guess, Epstein funded these conferences. So he became well associated with Epstein. And then this scandal comes out. And I think he was still relating to him after the first arrest in 2008 or so, when he was in jail for a short time. But Brockman, a very respected kind of guy, did he suffer from the fallout of Epstein in 2019 and his supposed dying and all that? Did Brockman, his whole career as a great literary agent, get in trouble because of this, or he stayed above it? Above the bad reputations that came from this. How did John Brockman do? How did John Brockman do on his reputation as a famous literary agent who he was a friend of Gerd's?
Don't talk so much.
He was a friend
ask
of
a question.
He's a friend of Gerd Stern and all this. Listen to who's talking. Doesn't understand any of the stuff
no,
he learns
Carolyn,
every week.
No, Carolyn, it was great. We were just listening, giving him his little, it was like fuck you university, 5 hours of Bob talking about himself. It was beautiful. We loved it. It was the best show ever. It was the best show ever once we laid down cocky doodle doo. We laid down cocky doodle doo and it got good after that.
No, I've been good this past week, the several nights. It was pretty good, wasn't I?
You enjoyed it. You were. Yeah. It was amazing. It was good.
So John Brockman lives in New York City. Did his reputation suffer from the scandal around him being associated with Epstein?
Yes.
Is he generally pissed off because now his career has not ended in a wonderful rainbow? It's ended in painted.
Until it shifts. It'll shift after a little while. Because there wasn't that many people involved anyway. So it's kind of like, nobody in a second. You know, it's kind of like all the people, the victims that lost money with Bernie Madoff. Who are they anymore? They moved on. Bernie Madoff's dead. Nobody cares.
But you're saying that it'll shift and then he won't be a figure of envy or discussed anymore. Is that what you're saying?
Agreed.
Because he's not a bad guy. I assume he was not taking advantage of the little girls. Or was
he? He wasn't bad like you're bad. You're like the worst. He's not that bad. He's just right up. He's right below dogs. He's right below dogs. Not that far. You know, it's kind of like the parts that'll kill you and then back it off just a little bit. And that's a good level right there.
That's right. Dobbs is in the killed level. Dobbs gets killed all the fucking time, but he survives it miraculously.
That was he and Furry Lynch.
Okay, I think that'd be good on that.
Good.
Is there something?
That was a cat throwing off the Empire State.
No,
I don't know where you're going with that. Okay.
No. Here's where I'm going. So this book by Whitney Webb. What is it missing? Well, it's missing me.
A title and the subject. The Nation Under Blackmail.
Yeah, let me say it. The Nation Under Blackmail. What's wrong with that title?
No. It's not a title. It's not what the book's about. It's not a Nation Under Blackmail. They're trying to give the excuses of why there would have been blackmail had there been some. It's ridiculous. it's a stack of pieces of paper that say, if it were this, then it would be that. And that was this, and this is how that was not that. If this was that, this is how that would apply to this. But it doesn't. So if it did, this would be a great tale of woe.
Well, didn't Epstein blackmail people?
Yeah. But so did Gil Guillory.
Right. Not a
so
nation,
far.
Is your point.
So yeah, far, we'll see how it goes. That's a pretty big black book he's got. Just saying. It's a pretty big book.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's get it
Lots
straight.
Of diddlers. Apparently, lots of diddlers out there, Bobby.
Hey, guys, listen to this. FTX founder blames ex-girlfriend for collapse of company. Caroline's going down.
Because she was the one that was in charge of the nonprofit that he gave most of the money to that got funded to the different political
Ukrainian people.
Ukrainian. Well, they were depositors. They weren't withdrawers. They were depositors. They had to pay Biden back.
Right. But she was the one who did the exchanging of those funds?
Correct. And he said, and of course, she's got like a ninth grade education. And he says, well, maybe she was a little too gregarious with her spreading of her fiduciary responsibility.
So he's saying her ignorance caused the mistake. Yeah,
right.
The children
it was
made
just
mistake.
No, Bob, there was no mistake. It was just a little oversight. It was just a little oversight. The $8 billion, it was just a little oversight. Just a little.
Well, there are people on Twitter saying, buddy, you need to go to jail. Go to jail. They don't understand that he doesn't have to go to jail. He's not an American citizen, blah, blah, blah.
Not,
right?
Yeah, what law has he broken? You know, he's not even a United States citizen. So he's like, you know what? I really don't like me. I hate me. I wish you would do something to me because I don't even like me. So, yeah, do I wish you would.
It's all about risk management, Carol. They throw that word around a lot in their business talk. Mm-hmm. Risk management is risk. And so you are taking a risk. You invest in the guy.
Yeah.
You lose. It's your problem, not mm-hmm. his.
It's like Eddie Murphy in The Golden Child when he steals the Ajanti dagger and he's coming in and Satan's trying to take it away from him and he's in Nepal. He gets the dagger and he comes through and they attack him and they get him and he says, "Oh, my dear brother Numsi, oh, I have purged me. I have stolen from my brother. Purge me." And then Satan doesn't know what's going on because, or the devil, the one that's represented. He's like, and then Noopsy says, "Now, if they arrest me, the Ajanti dagger is going to become evidence, and you're never going to get that dagger." And so he lets him get away with the dagger, and that's how the story goes. Pretty good. Golden Child. You should watch it. It's very incredible.
I thought one.
You might like
it. Yeah, I thought one. But the thing is,
you don't watch TV. You know better.
Not anymore.
That,
but I want to ask, sort of get it clear. I'm not sure who went to the moon, who didn't. So in April, no.
Nobody.
July,
nobody yet.
Okay. Yeah, July 20th, 69, McLuhan's birthday and all that, July 21st.
Yeah.
A rocket ship, Apollo 11, went off to the moon. Now, Ein said different aspects of it. They landed on the other moon. Is that true? Did I get that right?
Well, the other moon, you mean the other moon? You're talking about the one in Arizona?
No, the one out there in the dark side, or there's three moons out there, physical moons, and they're made of different material. Mm-hmm. The one they claimed they landed on, I guess the visible one.
Apollo 11. Apollo 11 didn't go there. That's the one that was in Arizona. That's the staged one. The one you're talking about. Well,
yeah, go ahead. What am I talking about?
The one you're talking about was a different number, and that went to the backside of the second moon, because the first moon was only plasma.
Right. Did the second moon, where there's a bit more solid, were there any humans on that rocket when it landed?
No.
Okay. Were there ever any
rockets? There were some aliens.
Ah, were the aliens like Pentagon aliens, people from here, from America?
No, they were from America, but they weren't Pentagon aliens. They're like the search and seizure. They would be like, okay, that would be like saying, okay, I call the SEAL team. Which part of the armed forces is the SEAL team?
Right.
Well, the SEALs are a separate thing. They're not part of Army, Navy, Air Force, so it's like that. So there would be the SEAL team, the aliens, if that's the way you'd say it, Bobby.
But Edgar, what's his name, Edgar Mitchell and these people, they would have encountered these aliens. They were around at the Cape Canaveral, wherever it is.
So did Admiral Byrd down in Antarctica, too. So what you going to do about that?
Did these aliens, able to hop into the rocket by astral projection, so to speak, you know, magically, without going through normal tunnels to get there? Did they transport them?
They had big tunnels. It wasn't like an astral projection. They had real tunnels they could go through. There's a lot of tunnels.
Right. So but they had to walk onto the rocket. They don't
notice,
have to ask.
Karen, notice how he's leaving out portals. Look how he's avoiding portals. He knows more about portals than most. No, don't do that.
No, listen, were they using portals, these aliens?
No.
Come on.
They weren't, but look how you normally would go, well, there are portals, and they're everywhere, and they're all open. Why would they use a portal and go to the moon? Blah, 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 blah.
I don't think about portals too much. Not enough. I have to bring that into my thinking more. But anyways, they entered the rocket physically, and other humans saw them go in there.
You should read LaRouche. Maybe that'll help you.
Yeah. Come on, Ian. Stay focused. So other humans saw these other human-looking people walk into the rocket, right? And they might have said, are these the people who are supposed to go on? I don't see Edgar Mitchell.
No. They don't ever. They're all wrapped up in their shit, and they got all their helmets on. You can't tell who's who. They don't know. isn't some okay. Armstrong thing where they're
so
running
why?
Around trying to jump in the yeah. moon, trying to.
Okay,
yeah,
Ion, come on, we got that. What? Why did they go and land on the Fire Moon?
They had to put a satellite base.
That gets into Dr. Beter stuff. Okay,
slingshot.
Dr. Beter's in there.
Had to have that in place to do the slingshot for when they do go to Mars.
Uh-huh. Now, these are aliens,
you know,
that live for a
when
long
they say
time.
Slingshot. No, wait. They're no time, so they really do live a long
yeah.
time. Do you know what
yeah.
the slingshot is, Bob?
Yeah, I know. It's not about the gravity. You get a certain position, then it'll fling you in the direction of
well,
Mars.
No. No, not necessarily Mars. That the moon has its own gravitational propulsion. Not the first moon, but the second moon in that close proximity to the plasma field gains pull. And so in the breaking of the Earth's gravity, which holds all three moons, to go to the second moon picks up the pulse from the polarity of the first moon, and you have a mm-hmm. slingshot capacity. So it gives you enough flux to gain a lot of momentum in a spatial restraint.
So they're planning to go to Mars at some point, assuming they haven't gone to Mars. And that's 50, 60 years ago, they were setting it up for something 50 years from now. Is that what you mean?
Correct.
That's what they were doing?
If there's no time, that's perfect. We spent a long time talking to Carolyn about quarks, so that seems to make sense after a second.
Right. What occurs to me right now is that flinging slingshot from Mars is part of us going to Andromeda.
Agreed.
You get that, Carol? The NASA moonshots were setting up structures for when Bob took over and we go to Andromeda Galaxy. The aliens are helping us, and they put that thing on the second moon to create the slingshot thing, not just for Mars. Unless you go to Andromeda via Mars, you know.
Nah, Carolyn's just going to come back. She's got to pick you up some radishes. Your lower radishes in the bunker. She's just going to swing back by to pick you up some radishes. You'll be all right.
No, that's a really good one. Bob, he's been involved with history with the aliens all the way through. The whole moon project was for Bob, for fuck's sake. That's a good one.
Of course. The second, the first
boy.
Bob, the first,
the greatest,
the first, the first, the first, the first, the first Bob going to the second moon. That's right.
Mm-hmm. The first Bob going to the second
going
moon.
The
hey,
second moon.
Hey, you Ionauts, what do you think of that one? That's pretty good, eh? So, did they do any more rocket travels out there and set up stuff before the official stopping of the moonshot program in 73?
Agreed.
No, I said, did they do some more?
Agreed, they did. Agreed,
but
they did.
But they never landed on the first moon, the plasma one. You can. There is the second one, but there's a third one. Is that solid? What's the third one like?
No. It's more like a, okay. The best way we can describe it, just to be describing it, it would be like a sticky quicksand.
Well, you don't want to go there, right?
No, but you can. You can float it. You just have to displace it. We'll have to get your big boy shoes on, but yeah, we can get you there. Okay. How much more you got, Bob? Wind this thing up.
I got a lot more. This is a great session. It's going to be a great session. Not a big deal. Yeah, shit. Your bullshit did distract me from getting good stuff. Okay? All right. Ah, you big distraction. What a fucking distraction I had. King distraction. We call it King Distraction, Carolyn.
Oh, yes, I am the great distractor.
It's great that you know all that pop music.
As Carolyn would say, Bob, you just crush our ever dream.
So, Edgar Mitchell goes on to be known as a mystic. He had a mystical experience going to the moon, and he never did it.
What,
yeah, he mystical,
what is he an aberrated?
A mystical bowel movement. He had a mystical bowel movement. That's what he had.
Was he a perverted guy who loved lying and just wanted the attention? You know,
Carolyn, who is he talking about?
Was he just like me? Is he just a guy like me?
How was it? A perverted guy who just liked lying to himself? Is that what?
I should have been honest, Carol. I should have said, "Is he like me?"
Seems right.
But what kind of state of mind was the guy in? Did he like it? He considered he was in the movie. He was just acting. You know, he becomes this new age authority. What's really going on with him?
A little deluded. A little deluded. You know, you get what we call that is the Jack Sarfati effect. Everything revolves around as long as you got the S. If you don't got the S in it, you don't got nothing.
Okay. So we have something to compare to. What's the May Brussels effect? What's the Brussels effect in relation to the Sarfati effect?
I told you that was a conspiracy theory. I told you that's how it's going to go. I laid it all out. I put it on a cassette tape. I played it. You can hear it on Wednesday from last Tuesday. You know that.
That's the Brussels effect?
Yeah. I told you.
But it was valid. It was valid. She did tell us.
You're asking the Brussels effect. Is that the Brussels effect. Is I told you so. That was her whole point.
The point is she did her homework. She got the right answer, did the right logic, and every time she hit the target.
And displayed it.
Wow.
And then if you said, what's the May Brussels effect? The May Brussels effect is I told you.
Yeah, is that she was always right. is the effect. She's always right. So
she questioned it too. Hold on. She questioned it too because sometimes it didn't make complete sense. But, you know, it was always those damn Germans, those damn Nazis. They always had a lot to do with it.
She didn't know it clearly, but that's because the aliens were involved with everything.
That's fair.
And she started to sort of think that way, but didn't have time to develop it. Would you agree?
That's when she got dead.
Hmm. Oh, that's why they she had to be removed. Because she was someone who was always right. And if she picked on some topic about you, anybody who's guilty, you're in trouble because she's right. That's the problem. So she would have been too right. She would have upset the whole plan of UFO confusion in the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Edgar Mitchell, did any of the astronauts crack and were ready to talk, the ones who were part of the lie, and they got murdered, got removed?
Yeah.
Did that happen?
Yeah. Because after a little while, they couldn't sustain it. Because, see, you had to double down to make it float.
Yeah.
You know, you had to double down. It had to get more insightful. More. And then after a little while,
incitable?
It couldn't hold anymore.
What was the word?
No, insightful. Here's the lie. I can't sustain the lie. So I'll tell another lie. And then another, and then another. And after a little while, they couldn't sustain it. It's kind of like your Apollo mission.
One of the astronauts, some kid was interviewing them, bugging them about this issue that he claimed they lied. And this one astronaut just laid back and just punched him in the head. So that was a tantrum because he knew it was getting too close for comfort. So he just hit the kid.
What if you start asking the simplest of questions? It can't work at all. I mean, the simplest of questions. And everybody accepts it, that it happened. And we're like, wait a second, did they have a cable from the Apollo all the way back to Earth so they could have the footage? Oh wait, they just then had cameras that were in black and white, but they had a camera on the spaceship that landed on Mars that had no propulsion system to take off to come back to the Earth. You're aware of that, right?
No, I wasn't aware of anything. I didn't pay any attention to
there,
it.
There was no,
it was a fucking
there, no, nobody did. Nobody did. They were just all excited that they beat Sputnik. They beat Sputnik.
Yeah.
That's all they had to do, Sputnik.
They won. It's always reduced to, we won.
Mm-hmm.
What did you win? Nothing. So
no, but we're number one.
So you know, we didn't do the Krebs thing properly. Would you look up your notes and see what was my breakthrough insight that night a couple weeks ago? Can't fucking remember. I was laying it out. You
Karen,
made a good point.
Karen. I was a genius the other night. I'm not sure what I was a genius about. Karen, will you look in your notes and see what I had a genius commission about?
Come on, Karen.
It
look
was
it
amazing.
What is it about
He's
the Krebs cycle that we figured out? The magnesium was important, the Krebs cycle, and a bunch of other stuff, Carol. Can you see if you can just look at your notes while I'm working away here? And see if you can come up with a better way to ask that question, because you brought it up today. But I know, and it didn't get to my idea. What is my
idea?
It's
the TCA. The TCA cycle is that the chemical reaction doesn't have any stored energy, and that's why you're trying to say that it's not a citric acid cycle. It's a different derivative.
The magnesium helps that?
Yeah, it balances it.
Is that new, Carolyn?
No, once you know the glycolysis cycle and the Krebs cycle, there is a difference.
Acetyl coenzyme.
So, you wouldn't understand it, Bob. You don't have the first clue about
it. I came up with a pattern that you were impressed with. It brought some things together.
Oh, it's the NADH.
I came up with the pattern, Carol. I don't know if it was magnesium, whatever I came up with. I came up with something that was a new angle on the interplay of those things, those factors, in the body's health. And we can't remember it. Okay. So, Edgar Mitchell.
You're talking about the mitochondrial position that changes the way living cells produce energy. Now, go ahead.
Right.
I got you.
That's called the energy factor, Carol. Remember, said there is no energy. There is no energy. But there's relationships.
That's the reaction. You're talking about a chain reaction. So there is no energy, but a chain reaction occurs in the mitochondrial. That's why the stored cells permit an energy to flow.
Yeah, that's getting close. It's something to do with, I think, the 144,000, the creation of that, Carol.
Mm-hmm. And chocolate cake. Has a little to do with chocolate cake.
And Johnny Rotten, the Croker Quadrant.
And fatty acid synthesis, too.
Right. Okay, that should give you some stuff to work with, Carol.
yeah, Carolyn, double down on the fatty acid synthesis. That's for sure. Stay with that.
Double down, Carolyn. So the
that's the NA. That's the NAP NADPH. There you go.
What the conspiracies and the hoaxes, like the Apollo 11 one, didn't foresee is that the McLuhan effect, the new information that people would have access to faster as it got more digital, they'd eventually see, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. Because actually they'd hear people that they wouldn't normally hear from would post something. Oh, that guy's right. He's right, asking basic questions. What about that?
Carolyn, he's been listening to Duffy too long. He's making the little soliloquies now. Is there a question at the house? Maybe there a question in the house, boss?
That is, I'm explaining, am I correct to say this is why the secrets couldn't hold, that the conspirators didn't realize that the information environment would allow people to think and get
see through the hoaxes
yes, Bob.
Quicker.
Yes, Bob, if you're asking if you're right, yes, you're right. You're right, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, people didn't see that. People could figure it out. So there's basically no scandal, no corrupt, there's no hoax, including 911, that's not been exposed.
Uh-huh.
And so,
or decommissioned. Exposed or decommissioned. Those both apply.
What does it mean to decommission something?
I know something. I have a ship. I have the Britannia 2, and I'm going to put it on a shelf and never ride in it again. So decommissioned. It is,
oh, yeah.
But we don't use it anymore. It is, but we don't use it anymore.
Right. So the
adverbs. Like adverbs. Adverbs are, Bob, but people don't use them anymore.
Okay. Because they got too many ideas, too many images in their head. There's no time to have a sentence to be
that
long. Yeah, that's ESP.
You know.
That's verbum,
yeah.
Ion. Check out
you
the
know,
word
you
verbum.
Know.
Grunt
Come
people.
On, you know.
Zappa
you
wrote
know.
About it.
Yeah. That's the best.
I'm throwing words in. I'm saying too much. But basically, your means the movie Captain Beefheart versus the Grunt People.
Dang.
That was Zappa's teenage grievance.
Mm.
Okay, so so you have they're hard to keep. Okay, so by 2008, the fake mortgage turnover scandal collapsed the economy. We never repaired. That's just before the last president, Obama. So a lot collapsed before Ion showed up in March 2009. When you showed up, that was really saying it's done. Would you agree?
Okay. Correct.
Whatever stupid human ambitions were happening, they were all done and scraped off the table. Would you agree?
Certainly. I have no issue not with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who's I? When you say I, who's that?
The one that doesn't give a care, the superfluous I that's placating your answered condition. That the I is what we see in our little eye, Bobby, trying to convince himself. Bobby
right.
trying to convince himself that Flaps' his mother was right.
Okay. I don't know what that means. So, not what you said, but in my notes here. Okay. Now listen to this.
Cam, he says, one time he thought he was wrong, but then he found out he was mistaken.
Okay. Yeah. So, LSD, in this book describing LSD experiences, it makes one think that they can handle death. They become, in a way, indifferent to death. They're not afraid of it anymore. Now, our project is...
You feel it. You feel it. You feel it.
You feel death?
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt, right?
Right. That's why people jump off buildings, because they can fly.
Right.
If you can fly, why can't you jump off the building? So it tricks your psyche into thinking it's a different conversation.
Right.
And some people never have a bad trip. And then when you have a bad trip, then you hope you wake up and you're not dead, as sometimes the trip kills you.
Yes. So there is no death anyways. It's not an issue. And the goal, Lion says, if you're sedated, is to stay alive. Never go through the death process. So if LSD makes you have these inspired thoughts, and that you can handle death, you're solving a problem that's a misdirection or an illusion. We should take a drug that makes you want to feel alive and not be afraid to live, rather than make you accept death. Death is a mistake. You know, suicide. So our product,
that's fair.
Our product changes the cell and makes you happy to be alive, and you don't even know about death. And you're not afraid of it. You're not going to have the death. You're not going to experience it. So LSD gives you insights within the delusion of the fallen condition that requires the guff, requires non-physical, right? The fallen condition requires that. And you're not to make yourself subject to that fallen condition. You know that you don't have to die.
Correct.
So this whole book, it goes on about the great insights and the changed personality, and people get happy because they can handle death. It's not a problem anymore. Well, they need to hear from us. They've missed the real issue, which is what our products deal with.
Yeah.
So you would like... You like that one, eh? That's
still
a good insight.
You can still kill yourself, but you look really good if you're on the products when you do it.
Okay.
So if you're considering suicide, we suggest that you, if you're going to have an open casket, make sure you had a completement form. It's extra realigned, extra remag. If you're not, then you go on the remag. And laying the silver and all the only antibiotic on the planet. Oh, wait,
right.
Did we say that? Oh, did we say that? Whoops.
Okay. The third secret of Fatima, that prophecy of 100 years ago or more, I think it was the young girls had an angel speak to them or something. It came out, I think, on a TikTok, that the third secret that the Vatican would never reveal of the Fatima prophecy was the statement that World War III, or maybe even the Savior of the World. I can't remember which way it goes. The Savior of the World happens in Ukraine via Russia. The point is, it's all about Russia and Ukraine, which we're in the middle of now. Is that the third secret of Fatima? But is that the third secret of Fatima? The Russia-Ukraine nexus or vortex.
It's the doom. See, this is what's laid out in the apocrypha. Well, it's an apocalyptic position. It's what's seen. It's what they're seeing or seen. This is how you kill the Pope. Now, to kill the Pope for us isn't a bad thing. You know, he's been dead for some time now. So to kill the other side of it, this is it depends on which side you're looking at it. See, for the Catholics, if you kill the Pope, they're all pissed off because he's supposed to be the embodiment of Christ on the earth, the fisherman's house. But if you're everybody else, they're cheering. It's like, ding dong, the Pope is dead. It's a good day. Okay?
So,
did that help?
Well, those are two human reactions. Is the murder of the Pope, is there going to be a murder of Pope and it comes out as a murder? That's part of the third secret of Fatima?
Yes.
So since the present Pope is dead, then there's no actual murder now.
Yes. That's the secret. That's the secret. What they're killing isn't the Pope. That is the secret of Fatima. Come on now, pay attention.
Yeah, they're going to announce that a pope was murdered. You're not going to go back and say that pope 5 years ago, we haven't had a real pope for 5 years, but 5 years ago there was
correct.
One and he was murdered. They're not going to say that. That's not the story. Mm-hmm. They're going to say the present pope was
they're
murdered.
They're going to say the present pope was ailing. He was ailing and he had a little turn and then he got in the pope mobile and he stepped down to bless some little children. And then the children come and clawed his eyes out. And they said, come get clawed. And they clawed his eyes out, and he died of dysentery.
And that'll be connected to Russia and Ukraine issues with Putin?
Correct. Correct. Well, that's what Sister Lucia thought about it.
All right. So, yeah, she's the prophet or whatever that channeled this. Or interpret
she was the seer. That's all she was a seer.
So it's not necessarily going to happen that way.
Close. Pretty close.
Close. But she's right to focus on Russia and Ukraine and the Pope. That storm gets
Bob,
the world hotter.
Bob, you don't understand. Bob, you're... Okay. All right. Just one second. Carolyn, he is so much on point, it stinks. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous. And we almost want to shut him down because he's too much on point. You're saying the wrong thing. Nobody gives a poop about Ukraine or what we call Ukrainia. Nobody gives a flip about that. It's what's in Kiev. It's the poisonous, terrible, worse-than-death SARS versions that have been created there. You think the Wuhan lab is tough? You ain't seen nothing. Nothing. That's why it's all hot. And so this position that everybody's talking about, that Bob's hitting on the head with the Ukraine connection, has nothing to do with Ukraine, has everything to do with Kiev or Kiev. They keep changing. It's the Mandela effect. It's up and down like a window shade. So what happens then is you come back around and you find out very quickly it's what they hold. How could this little bitty nothing country, they got washing machines on their porches, go against and whoop the entire what's left of the USSR or Mother Russia? Mother Russia. Don't make no sense.
Well, that's because there are certain factions of the aliens making these viruses. It's the war in heaven that's happening here.
Let's don't do that. Don't pimp that.
No, but I'm not going to broadcast it.
You don't kind of broadcast it. Are you nuts? You don't have to broadcast it. You can lay in your, pretend to be asleep in your fucking bed and do this. No. Calm down.
No, wait a minute. Are you saying that people are hearing us and it's out and that's the problem?
They don't even have to hear you. You're a creator of this mess. That's why Carolyn's finally just given up and yielded. She would never yield. Never would she yield. Never one time has she ever yielded. So why would she start now?
Listening?
Now she's like, okay, let's just go with it. Of course she's listening. Now she's go with
Jill?
It. Okay, let's see. If you weren't so important, your carotid artery would be well severed by now, Mister. I want you to know that.
Okay, so.
Unlike most people, she's got enough strength to separate an ephemeral artery. Now, if you can cut an ephemeral artery, you better have your big boy pants on. Isn't that right, Carolyn?
Okay, Ion. The war in heaven has come here because non-physicals merged with physical, correct?
It's always been here. It's always been here. When the war in heaven that was moved to here from the beginning, from the garden, from the whole process, the only battle that's gone on since the beginning of what you call your experience here on planet Earth, in this spaceship, in this time warp, let's do the time warp again, was just from you coming and finding a way to come to get your place of power back into you. That's the war. And if you do that, you win the war. The battle's over. You've won. But there's a whole bunch of prisoners of war. Lots of bunch of prisoners of war that are running around here that are victims. And I don't feel good. Carolyn, my ice is dripping. Carolyn, my ice. I got a dripping ice. It drips. It hurts. Oh, it's me.
So Lord. I show up when it's the end of time. The end of time. It's done. The war is over.
You caused it. It's been over. And we only see you as whole. Well, everybody else. Not you, Bob. We wouldn't hold you to such an exacting standard. We'd never hold you to such an exacting standard. But everybody right up to that. You know, it's like top of the roof. So top shelf anyway. So what happens is you very quickly find yourself in a position or a demeanor where you have no choice but to embrace it. That's what we're trying to talk about. That is the conversation.
No choice but to embrace ascension is what you're saying.
Correct. And every day it's kind of like, well, I'll do what the fuck I want to. God damn you, Ion, you whore numbed up one lug sling back some bitch. Get the fuck off of me. I don't need to listen to you. And then they come back. And then they start listening, and they figure it out. And then it's kind of like, okay, where's Sabrina? They come back in a full circle, and they go, well, okay. And then they cut, and here's what happens. We offer it. They say, okay, and then they can't do it, or they get challenged by themselves, typically. And then it rolls on a little bit more, a little bit further. And then they come back, and they cut off every road to their happiness. They don't, even if they don't ascend, they just want to be happy. They just want to be Peggy Mellon, it's love pretty regularly. And that they, even that doesn't work out, you see. Even that doesn't work out. But there's some other melons afoot now, aren't there? So,
yeah.
Anyhow, that's the Hitchcock side. But anyhow, you come into the regular side of reality, and you cut yourself off from every single one of those potential realities that gives you a fleeting chance at ascension. You cut yourself off. You separate yourself from your power every single time. And then you wonder what happened, and you start again, and you start again. And then it's like, start again. So then we take it to a pentatonic scale and do it that way. Limit every other thing but five. Just do five. God damn. Fuck the hex at it. Just do five, and maybe you'll work it out. Just work that out. Maybe you get the Bible run a pentad part. Hey, Bible run a train or a pentad on you if you'll just be still. Just be still. Bible run a train on you. It'll be great. You got he get you hooked up. He get you right with God. G-God. He get you right. But they don't. What they do is they go up just so far, then they become buzz coasting, and they can't have it. They just won't do it. They just can't have it. They just can't have it. They just can't have it. And then they wonder what happened. They go, well, that's what I was going to get anyway, so that was all right. So did you get high? Now, how did you get? What did you do? Did you want to kill yourself? Did you kill anybody? Did you want to get killed? Did you do anything? Did you want to do something? Did you eat yourself to death? Do you realize how much salt and white sugar you eat when you're under the influence of THC? You go through all the details of how they gain. They're 2 stone overweight because they keep rolling fatties and eating Dorito chips until they pass out. You know, and then they wake up and roll another fatty, and here we go. So they choose that as a way of life, and you'll listen to that. You engage it. I mean,
that's right.
Look at, you don't care. You'll talk to them. You'll talk to them and talk to them and talk to them. You'll engage them. You'll see what they think. You'll correct them when they're stupid and inappropriate in every way, because they're stupid and inappropriate in every way, but you don't mind. You just want to talk to them, and you want to lay it out and give them every opportunity. Say your words. Speak your peace. Your position is speak your peace.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? Well, no, now we're talking about this now. If you got something talking about here, okay, now we're talking about the wake. We're not talking about gravity's rainbow right now, but it almost is time to read that again. It's almost time. We try to read it at least once. Try to read it at least once a year. Somebody does. As far as that goes.
Okay,
and then
okay,
you got to play with it.
Mm-hmm. We gave him some food, Carol. He's all worked up. It's like he thinks it's the beginning
of the session. Yeah, and he's placating Bob. Ion, what's gotten into you?
Some food. Some damn food.
Spaghettios. Bucatini's got me.
Bucatini's,
got
girl.
Bucatini's.
Okay, Ion.
Yeah.
That's
just spaghetti.
What were we
that's
talking
spaghetti
about?
Noodles. That's just spaghetti
oh, yeah.
noodles that straws. Strawed
okay.
spaghetti noodles.
So I think we finished the Ukraine, Fatima, Fatima prophecy,
Mm-mm.
and you brought in an important
Mm-mm.
point.
Mm-mm.
Oh, we didn't.
Mm-mm.
What? The Pope issue. So
no, no. What? Look this up since you're so busy. What's the bank? What's the I'm missing now? What's the bank in Ukraine?
I don't know. So how do you look that up?
You know, that's a funny thing, isn't it?
Is it FTX, the crypto exchange? Is that the bank?
No, bank man?
Bank man, please. Look at his name. He's a bank man freed from any rule.
Mm-hmm.
The banker without rules. So
freed.
You want me to look up the... The Ukrainian bank?
No. Apparently, there's not many. There's like 15 total. Most of them are private. But you got the National Bank of Ukraine. You got ING. And you got the, guess what? Wait for it. The National Bank of Ukraine.
That's all you got. Okay. What is ING?
Now, there's
What's
some
ING?
Private bank. ING, it's an affiliate. It's not from
okay.
there. It's just what they use. ING is a lot of places. That's like what Deutsche Bank used to be before they went bankrupt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the deal? So is this you got this bank.
That
what's
is,
your point?
That's the question. The question says, no, wait a minute. if all this is about money, and it's not about the people, they're killing the people like they're going out of style. It's not about their produce. Apparently, they don't grow nothing. Everything's grown in Russia. They don't have any oil. They've got a little of this or a little of that, but nothing to write home about. There's not too much that you're going to miss. I mean, I'm sure they have some really sturdy women, Bob, but they're not much to look at. They're really sturdy women, but I don't think they're much to look at. Not quite sure. I hadn't seen any raving beauties on the savage and the bombed out places. It's not like that they blew up the Playboy Mansion and the bunnies all hepped out on the yard so you could enjoy the view. Not like that. So something's afoot. Something is afoot. That's the point.
When that's part of the third Fatima prophecy.
That is correct. And now what happens is this is about the money. And Russia is attacking not because of money. Russia is trying to take over Kiev because of the fall of the world. This is the craziest thing you've ever heard.
Why can't Russia beat Kiev? What is that Kiev that can't be knocked off by the huge Russian military?
The nastiest bugs ever.
Oh, you mean they're suicidal? You knock our lab out, we'll release the bug. That's the problem.
You knock our lab out, and it'll be released.
Wow.
You remember the pest? Oh, wait now. You remember the pestilence? You remember the wind?
What did you say, Carol?
Pestilence.
What did you disable pestilence, Ian?
You blow that lab up, you release the pestilence.
Right. So
now,
the
angels are all about that. Let the winds blow. They're like, fuck
yeah,
let's get it. Let's get it, dude. Let's get it. They love it. Mm-hmm.
So you have the standoff. What would Russia try to knock off?
No, it's not
off.
A standoff. No, it ain't a standoff. This is the end. Kiev is the end. That's why they changed the name of it to Kyiv. How you know? You know,
has a different meaning. Has a different meaning now. Relevant meaning.
Not sure. We went to the Carnegie Museum, and then we found out we was in the wrong place. It's the Carnegie Library.
Okay, come on.
So
I mean, no,
it's
that.
Gone.
So Putin,
this is the same thing. This
but
is
look,
the same
look,
thing.
This is a battle between the aliens and the angels. The aliens don't want this release in some way, right?
Yet. Can somebody say yet?
Yeah, yet.
Not yet. That's Ukrainian. Say
no, you have talked about the battle between the aliens and the angels, even though it's not much difference, can't tell the difference, whatever. But there is a difference. So the angels are hoping to release this thing to fuck up the aliens, to give the angels' agenda priority. That's the standoff here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is there a checkmate in that? Did somebody checkmate anybody in there?
Don't know, but you could check the National Bank of Ukraine. Their bank rate is 25%. They're paying
what
a pretty good rate of interest. 25% interest on your money, fourth every year. That's not bad.
Okay. Is Zelensky aware of all this dilemma?
You mean the actor?
Yeah, the actor.
Yeah. The one who's ruling his country, the one who's protecting the Confederate Guard, the one that's running around doing photo shoots in Vanity Fair, the one who's running around doing pictures with everybody and inviting everybody over and having tea parties, and he's not that, we wish he was a little more buffed and he could wear them little t-shirts. He wears them little tidy little t-shirts, but he's a little dumpy fat fucker. If he would look a little tighter, he'd look better. Or they've got them corsets he can wear to make him look better. If he's going to be on Vanity Fair, for fuck's sake, he needs to look the best you can look. So in that position that he has more concerned with his hair being great or shabby chic than he is with the state of his country.
Yeah.
You must give us more money. We need more money now. Well, no, we don't need money. We must have bombs. Now we have to have bombs, and we have to have bombs and a way to shoot the bombs. Okay, now we need guns. Okay, now we need bullets to go in the guns. Okay, now we need to come show us how to put the guns in the bullets and then shoot the guns. They don't even know how eggs get out of the chicken, and now they're going to take over Mother Russia. They've defeated, so shorthandedly, they've defeated goddamn Mother Russia.
Okay, we got that.
What are we missing here?
I know, yeah, you're missing. Does Donald Trump know about this situation where we're talking about in Kyiv?
As quiet as we've ever said it, certainly.
He doesn't need to hear this session to know.
No. He knows. Okay, you want to hear the rest of it? Oil futures with OPEC 2 are doing very well.
Yes, but how many people on the planet know what you just described? What's at stake?
2,344.
Not too many. So you brought in the word checkmate. Is there a checkmate here, or have I checkmated the world?
Don't know. Queen to queen level 3. Calm down. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't stir up. Carolyn, he's stirring up shit.
Do you see the bombing and then the release of the plagues? Do you see that?
Already have.
Happening.
We've been describing that all along. That's what you're bitching about that hadn't happened yet, that we already told you is going to happen, and said the end is here. The end is now. It's over. The fat lady's on the stage. She's singing, pack your shit. Lion, what did you mean when you told me to pack my shit? Pack your shit! That's what we meant.
Okay, Ion. Come on, let's move along. So, does the release of these things, which are already happening, but a more devastating public level, more obvious deaths, will that happen before we announce our Coldplay?
Depends.
There's a lot of factors of the order. The alien meeting?
No, don't make this hard. This ain't hard. Bob, in about a minute, we're going to be ready because production is up. We're going to be okay. That's not the point. The point is you've got to, what did Trump go to Washington to do? Drain the swamp. And he's now figured out that he's got to drain all of it. So he pretty much has. They've got covered up the Capitol. They put a fence around the White House and got white vans picking up everybody, harem, scarem, and dragging it off. You can go through, have all of Washington, D.C. right now. It's for sale. It's the Vende. You have all of Washington, D.C. It's done. Even Trump was smart. He even sold his option on the courthouse for the Trump Hotel. He owned the lease of that building, spent all that money on it, and got out of it. He's like, God damn, I can't be around here. Let's go. We got to, honey, Mildred, we got to go. So he got out of there right quick. His 100-year lease. Pretty smart.
Because he saw it was coming, but we still have this dilemma. They haven't
released the
plagues that can be released if Putin bombs Kyiv. So would Putin have to sneak in, his aliens, sneak in, kill off the people running Kyiv, and then because they're in charge? That'd be one strategy, right?
It would be a strategy, but that's not what's going to happen. No. Somebody's going to fuck up. Just like they bombed Poland and two people got killed, now they're trying to say the Ukrainians bombed Poland and trying to blame it on Russia. And it's kind of like, come on now. All right, USA bombed Nagasaki. Do you agree?
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
Nagasaki and Hiroshima. So that would be like us, United States, bombing Hiroshima and then turn around and say, it was North Korea. It wasn't us. It was North Korea. We didn't do it.
Okay, Ion.
You're saying
that Russia did bomb Poland.
Yeah, correct.
Was it more than two missiles?
Yeah.
Right. So NATO, they don't have anything going for them. They're not even in. They don't run the Kyiv labs, right? Unless they're aliens who run NATO.
No. They don't. That's what's wrong. That's the whole thing. And Trump was in, right? He'd say, fire one goddamn bullet. I will eviscerate you off this earth. Fire one. That's what he did. That's what he did with the sand niggers. He said, you kill one U.S. citizen, and I'll do things to you you can't even believe. Do one.
I understand.
Just let one.
I got the,
that's
yeah,
amazing.
I know. Yeah.
Power,
right. But the,
power
but the
through
issue
strength.
Is the, come on, Anya. The issue is that Russia did nuke Poland. Serious attack.
Yeah.
And NATO has to say, oh, no, they didn't do that. So NATO doesn't have to make a decision to go to war against Russia because they can't beat Russia. Right?
We don't know yet. We don't know. We don't know yet. Well, Ukraine has.
Yeah, they
Ukraine
got nothing.
Has. They whooped. They got nothing. They got butcher knives running around throwing butcher knives. They went in tanks. The Russians are running in tanks, and they're laying down. They're laying down little pine trees, gonna slow them down, make it pouring water in the road, making it muddy, so they can't go up and down. Or come on now, this is getting.
This
silly.
Is gonna be great.
You look at it objectively.
We're
you look
gonna
at
have
this objectively.
Okay, boys. No talking tonight. Private session is 6 hours long.
We're gonna have 30 minutes of Linda with an R, 2 hours of Bertrand, 20 minutes of Karl Rove. Karl Rove is gonna be on this week. Two 20 minutes of Karl Rove. He's got his whiteboard. He's got his whiteboard, Bob. He's gonna mark it down of exactly the road to Wellville. He's gonna lay it all out, and then a private session and 20 minutes of Finnegan's Wake. You pick the goddamn page.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, maybe a little quicker topic. The New York Post pretty quickly said Trump lost the election, and then they said, well, Trump's got to resign. He blew it. But that's all changed since he declared the presidency. Is it's like shifted the mood? That Trump
course.
Is back on the run again. He's back in charge of the Republican Party.
Correct. Or as you said on Fuck Your University, he just filed for presidency so he don't have to go to jail. That was your quote.
And that's accurate.
That's accurate.
Not accurate.
That's not accurate.
Okay.
Because then he called, when he made his speech, he said, boy, this is a hell of a country. And he says, Eric, stand up. And Eric's the slow one. You know, Donald Trump Jr., he's the sharper. He's sharper of this, sharper knife in the drawer.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
Eric's not so much. He gets up and he says, he waves his hand. He said, this man has had more subpoenas put on him than anybody ever in the planet Earth. No one's ever had more subpoenas for them. He said, you know Al Capone? He had a few. Al Capone had a few. Nobody in the Earth has said, John Gotti had a few subpoenas. Nobody's ever had more subpoenas put on them than has put on Eric Trump. He just kind of waved and smiled and did his little thing and kind of went with it. Like, what the hell kind of thing is that to God? Even if it was true, why would you say it for people? it's just this distraction. Now, Trump running is a distraction, and Ron DeSanctimonious is a distraction. See, a perfect ticket would be Trump, and DeSantis is the vice president.
Yeah. They couldn't beat that.
Running against Mike Pence and Nasty Pelosi.
They would participate in the election less than Biden did if that couple was a candidate.
True.
They wouldn't even show
That's
up.
True. Although we had high regards that Donald Trump would probably really consider Liz Cheney as the vice president. You really want to consider that one.
So he could
That'd be a ticket. They could work that one out.
He'd abuse her at every rally. Everybody would enjoy the torture he'd do. Okay.
He said, boy, that's something that Miss Halliburton. Hello, Mrs. Halliburton. We're glad to see you. Yes.
Okay. Elon Musk, is he pessimistic about the future, or does he listen to us and we give him hope?
Neither. He listens to you and he knows what to do. He's bought Twitter as a loser. How would you spend that much money? Okay, that made that much money. Money was created out of the ethers, borrowed money out of the ethers to buy this thing. He walks in and let this sink in. Let this sink in. He walks in with a goddamn sink. He said, all right, you numbnut motherfuckers, you going to come to work? Are you going to get fucking, or consider that your resignation? You want to work? Come to work. You don't want to work? Get the fuck out. Bye. Well, you've hurt my feelings, Elon Musk. You hurt my feelings. So now he says, all right, y'all going to play on this thing. You got to pay me $8. I'm not going to do it. Okay, I appreciate that. Now, I appreciate your words. I hear you. Pay you $8. You know, or get out. He said, now we got to make revenue or we're going to shut this thing down. He hasn't owned it 60 days yet, and he's already going to file bankruptcy, Bob. How are you going to bankrupt your own money? I'm going to, it's like Karen say, Bob, we've had a hard day. I'm going to foreclose on the warehouse. Well, how the hell are you going to do that? You owe it to yourself. I'm going to foreclose.
Mr. Bankman is showing him how to do it. He's learning from Mr. Bankman.
I suppose he is. He turns around and says, it's not a problem. I'll come up with it. It's only $8 billion. That only took me a day and a half before. I'm good.
I get your point, Ion. You're pointing out that nobody can do anything on any level of anything, including genetic engineering.
It kind of rhymes. It kind of rhymes with lockdown, Bob Rule. They can't even raise hogs. They can't even raise hogs. Pigs are in peril. Pigs are in peril. That's right. And now they get up on the stage and they say, okay, we have a problem, United States of fucking America. We got to let these aliens in here. Y'all ain't having no babies. We got to get a population in that's having babies. This is the same people that's running on you can have an abortion up to the baby's 18th birthday. And now they're saying they're not having enough babies. It's a little twisted.
Okay, next topic. So Musk is confused and losing like everybody else. Lost without access to Iandom.
We don't know that. It depends on what he does. See, because he's already fact-checking bitching O'Biden. He's already fact-checking the White House. They don't like that.
Okay, so is... what do I say or we say that he follows? What's something recently we did or said that he used?
Better get yourself right because the tech body's fixing to take over. You need to quit diddling with people and start coming into your power. And if you've got the capacity, engage it. So he has the tech body, so he's engaging it. He doesn't need workers. There's nobody retypes the words you put on the twitty, on the twat. They don't rub you up. They don't love you up. You put it in the thing goes where it goes. There's nobody looking at that saying, click, up, up. It's not like the switch. Remember the switchboard operators?
Yeah.
Where they would
just
dial the number for. There's nobody in Twitter that's running the goddamn switchboard. There's been thousands and thousands of people like, y'all too many people. Y'all sitting here eating too many donuts. You need to get the fuck out of here. You need to go your ass to work. We don't need you. It's like Trump not filling 10,000 positions that he was supposed to fill. He's like, these people are just drawing a check. They ain't doing nothing. What is the House and the minister, sinister minister things? What the fuck do y'all do anyway? Well, we're in charge of the sinister ministers. Who the fuck are they? We don't need that. Go away.
Okay, we got that, Ian. Thank you. Okay, you said, somebody in the alien world started releasing all this UFO footage, and people were seeing UFOs, and maybe even the Eastern Gate aliens are showing themselves.
And
that was a year or two ago, a lot of coverage. And then you said the UFO authorities in the Pentagon or someplace, they backed off. They're playing it down. And I've heard certain evidences of that. Certain projects and publishings have been doing. Why are they backing off? Because they're not in charge of it. These are real aliens, and they can't control that?
Correct. It's the same thing with the problem with Harry and Meghan. See, they're splitting the sheets. They're getting a D-I-V-O-R-C-E. But they can't do that because they're fixing to drop their Netflix thing in December.
Well, that says that they're the most loving. It's loving, loving, lover, couple, loving, loving. Give up my goddamn throne. I give up my throne for you, my little nigger bitch. I love you. I love you. I'm going to live with you forever. So that's their big Netflix drop where they can't get a divorce before they have the Netflix flop.
That's
right. It's not going to go very good.
Why do they want a divorce? What's happening there?
Oh, that's easy. Here's what happened. What's his name? Harry. Is that his name? Harry?
Yep. Yep.
Harry wrote a book. Nasty book. God damn. It's pretty fast, filthy. He wanted to drop the book. And sweet little Megan says, oh, hell to the fuck no. You ain't going to drop nothing. We're going to drop this 2 weeks before the goddamn coronation. We finna turn out church. That's what we finna do. And so they've had a little disagreement. Meanwhile, Harry, spending all his time with his new little friend, away from Miss Markle.
Yeah, new girlfriend.
Yep.
Boyfriend.
Girlfriend. Okay. Well, no. We ain't getting into all that. Shit. They do what they do. That's not the point. But this got leaked by the new girlfriend to put Miss Markle's ass in the street. The royals throwed her out. Now Harry's new girlfriend's going to throw her out. So she's pretty much out. She better go back to see if they can bring back Fringe. Maybe she did better on Fringe.
Or Suits. She was on Suits.
Yeah, she was better in Fringe than Suits because it was all
okay. Okay, apparently. So that came out of Musk. We're talking about Musk. What's the parallel
That's
there?
Right.
Musk is a
kingdom
divorce.
Kingdom versus authority. Kingdom versus authority. You have a front line run of a monarchy, a sitting queen who steps away just like Queen Victoria. Don't get me started now.
We know all about Victoria and all that. The point is, the parallel theme was U.S. experts back off. That's what we were talking about.
Authority
versus power.
That's not what we said. Kingdom versus authority.
So the UFO experts, most of them maybe are human. Are the Pentagon aliens backing off on the story, or do they want stuff out about aliens to intimidate people?
No. Yeah, all they got to do is change the frequency. All the words that are going to be said have already been said. Sometimes they hear the words, sometimes they don't hear the words. It's kind of like on Saturday night. People say something and you hear it, and then somebody else says it and you don't hear it. You blame it on their phone. It's not that. It's just how close or far away they are to that frequency that you can adapt to. Once you connect to the frequency, you hear every word, and you're very clear. You'll even correct other people trying to say stuff. You go, no, you mean this. And you're right. That's a connection. That's what's happening or being shifted and changed here, is that connection, frequency, correspondence.
Okay. The UFO experts are backing off because they can't,
it's not up beyond them. It's because they're upping the frequency.
What is that effect of what the frequency? What's that got to do? That means less photos of UFOs?
Sky burns. That's a good place to start.
Are the UFO experts, you're saying, are in charge of revealing the aliens and they're burning the sky?
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Don't get too close.
So the UFO experts are not human. They're the aliens, alien representatives, and Pentagon aliens.
Okay, we don't mind.
You're saying they're backing off to escalate.
You got to go back to what we told you about the Alamo. Don't forget the Alamo. But, yes.
No, I don't remember
all those
what
words.
You said about
Good. That's what it is. Don't forget the Alamo. So, good. That means that you did. Perfect. Lay it out. Count on a fix it.
Yeah, but you're saying Megan and Harry, Musk, and Biden, UFOs, and the real UFOs are at odds with each other because the frequency has increased all around. More lockdown Bob rules, so everybody's saying, well, it's all in Bob's hands now. Is that what you're saying?
Indirectly. We got to say indirectly because you're not 100%, but you're close. And so
okay.
This is that placating. We're placating the position at this point so you can get some of it. Now, somebody else will look at that and go, wow, that's pretty esoteric. But that's being cheeky too, isn't it? You don't want to be cheeky.
Okay, so there's a guy named Bigelow. That's a billionaire.
Yeah.
I think he has the Skinwatcher Ranch or something you've commented on. It's just a prostitute brothel. Anyways, he funds a lot of the UFO investigations. And he is doing something with DeSantis around the UFO project, or DeSantis agreeing to let Bigelow investigate UFOs or something in Florida. Is there an alien factor that's a cover-up for? There's something going on in Florida that the aliens are involved with?
No.
Right.
It's Somerset County and Franklin County.
There's a lot of UFO activity there?
Yeah.
Is it connected to Bimini and the ruins of Atlantis, supposedly, even though Atlantis hasn't happened yet?
No, slow that down. Ask it a different way, and we'll help you, but no.
There's that area there. Forget the name, area something you've talked about, where a lot of secret research is done.
Area 50, Area 51?
No, that's in Nevada or someplace. The one off of Florida. It's a different name, different area. Anyways, they do a lot of secret stuff there for years. Is that connected to these two counties you just named?
Maybe.
Is Bigelow, is DeSantis clued in on what's going on in Poland, like Trump is?
Almost. He's a little short. See, Trump is just to push everybody else back.
Right. And DeSantis is aware of the UFO activity in his state that you're alluding to?
Indirectly.
So these politicians are carrying on pretending there's an America and that there can be a government. They're running for positions in the government. They know that's a distraction or a game, but they don't know what else to do with their time. Correct?
Mostly.
We won't let them into our thing. We don't let these people cooperate with us or help
mostly.
Us.
Mostly. Mostly. Fuck you, that shit. Anybody strolled up, anybody does a drive by, you welcome in the house, Bob. What the hell are you talking about? You make them the shit. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you saying there's huge populations of aliens in those counties in Florida like there is in the five boroughs of New York City?
Yes, there are concentrations there.
And Bigelow knows about this? He knows more than he lets on, and he's trying to
play with them. He doesn't really want to meet him. He'd much rather have a little light that could come on and show everybody he's got booger man, and that's really what he really wants. But
did you say a light come on or a Trump come on? What did you say?
A light come on.
He wants to have a press conference with what we're doing.
Yeah.
Does he aware that might upstage him? Is he competing with me?
Not really. Can't compete with you because we know how that goes. Unless he wants his picture made by a gravestone.
Okay, so he's not competing, but he's trying to be a contender. Get in there, be number two.
No, he's trying to. Yeah, that's right. It's called win, place, or show, Bob. He's trying to show.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you mentioned Matthew 24:40, King James Version. There's this quote:
uh-huh.
Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. First of all, that's not about me and Carolyn, is it?
Nope, it is not.
Is it
has
it about,
to do with the it's the families or the people that are coming along and they ascend and the other one doesn't.
Uh-huh. Okay. There's a picture of a human floating up. He's being lifted up to a UFO, like he's suspended in space and being vacuumed up. Has that happened to many humans over the last 50 years?
Yeah.
And people even took photos.
Often. Yeah. Well, they never did. It was always a conspiracy theory, and they wiped them, their brains, and then they was crazy, and then they had to go see the alien psychiatrist, and they found out that their id was fucking their ego, and their ego was in bed with their daddy, and they didn't know, like, see, you know, and the next thing you know, you got 300 steps in a two-rung house.
So, yeah, if you get picked up like the aliens like that, you probably had a bad outcome. Predicated outcome didn't turn out too good.
Or you had a really, really, really great weekend in a pink Cadillac that nobody took you out in. Either way.
Oh, you didn't go on a trip to New Zealand or something. Is that what you mean?
Correct. Correct.
Is the mind a quantum simulator? The human mind a quantum simulator?
It's not quantum. It's just a simulator. Not a quantum simulator. It's just a simulator. Good.
And a simulator, is it miming? Almost matching?
Unless it doesn't match, then it's a simulator. It matches the closest thing to it without being exact.
That's a simulator.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the LSD history, the book's called How to Change Your Mind, they talk a lot about serotonin. What is special about serotonin in the brain and in the effects of LSD?
You don't have to say no more. Melatonin puts you to sleep. Serotonin is an invigorator that allows dopamine to flow. If dopamine's flowing in your system, it's kind of like an upper, like a buzz, you know, like what cocaine, kind of way cocaine kicks it. Only the LSD, that particular acid, tricks your mind into thinking that it's beyond its capacity. So you get the yellow brick road, or you go to hell, or somebody's chasing you with knives and sticking pineapples up your bum and doing all that kind of nasty. It's called a bad trip. Sometimes that happens that way. And so you adjust appropriately, because the same LSD would do different things to everybody. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The LSD does not do the same things. Well, it does the same chemical process, but it doesn't have the same outcome.
Predicated outcome. Because you say you've done this 100 times. What did Worcester say? Worcester would say you do it 100 times and you have 99 perfect ones and then one bad trip.
Yeah, what about it? He survived the bad trip. It's not a big deal.
No, I understand that, but they didn't want the bad trip. They were looking for the brand of LSD that had the highest high, not the best trip.
The highest high, not a good trip. They didn't want a bad trip, but they didn't want a best trip. They wanted something called the highest high.
Yeah. Because it was how to get out of it. How to get out of it. That was the whole point. Mm. That's what the awareness was about, was how to get out of your reality. That's what Dave wanted to do more than anything.
An escape. That's a kind of suicide. Hoping the guff will do that to you. So why is that on occasion?
Al and L. Ron, that's the best one.
Yeah.
You didn't want to talk about the little boating. You didn't want to talk about the little boating incident, did you?
What's the boating or boating?
Boating incident? Boating, the little boating incident.
Yeah, Robert Maxwell got caught in the crossfire on that one.
Yeah. Okay. Karen, he's telling it now. Oh, this must be a good session. He's letting go a little bit. He's easing off his sphincter a little bit, Carolyn. He's kind of letting go. This is a good day.
Okay. And the serotonin factor, how would you compare what it does with our products? Do our products help the serotonin, balance it out, make it extra powerful?
It increases. No, it increases serotonin capacity. So you can have a larger dopamine receptor without causing the trip effect. So the synaptic neuron transmitters are not aggravated; they are focused. Because see, you can take something to make yourself aggravated. Like when people have too much caffeine, they get the jitters. The caffeine makes them have the jitters. That's too much. So it's
is that abrogating? Is that what you just said, the word abrogated?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Too much.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the benefits of these, the highest high, with almost no disturbances in ourselves.
That's correct. But in ascension, your body's going to fight back now because it doesn't want to do that. It wants to die. So it's going to kick back. So when you start this process, we never said it wasn't going to be, we didn't say it was going to be easy. We said it's something you really want to do. We didn't say it was the thing that was going to fall and hit you on your head and say, oh, ascension, here we go, bang. It's not like that.
Right.
You got to go after it.
Okay, so there was a question, the eye cell. Are electromagnetism and gravity, are they fundamental building blocks of reality?
Yes, we already said that.
Electromagnetism and gravity are fundamental building blocks of reality.
We got it.
And that's reality, which becomes a marketplace and an anchor for your deficiency and little manness, and you don't want to have fundamental building blocks.
Exactly right. And then a quark will point that out to you and show you how you fucked up the last time. You go up and then show you how you fucked up the last time. And then up and then show you how you fucked up the last time. And then up, show you how you fucked up the last time. That's what a quark will do. It'll straighten you out to point that you'd be looking. That's the rear view mirror of looking back to see. You can see what you could see.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You were looking back
books.
At me.
The New Dark Ages came in with books, and then what they called science, beginning with Newton, that started giving people delusional fundamental building blocks of reality.
No. It wasn't building blocks. It was words. This is what I know. I sat under an apple tree hit my head, so I'm going to make a whole lot of science. God damn, it was a fucking apple, for Pete's sake. How does Newtonian physics work from that?
Okay, so they say that Newtonian physics led to the space effort, getting out of space. We didn't know F equals MA. We wouldn't be able to get anywhere. So we wouldn't be able to go to space.
Well, then you should know, if that's true, then you should know when the apple hits you in the head, you can't throw the apple back up and put it back on the tree. So F equals MA doesn't work when you throw the apple back. So, Houston, we got trouble. Now, if you could throw the apple back and put it back on the tree, all right, now we're working with something. Now we got something. Now you can do nuclear polarity. Good. Now you're getting
when
somewhere.
When you reattach it to the apple tree. I think that's
correct.
What you're saying.
Yeah, it's not. If you can, so Sir Isaac Newton could figure out if you were on the moon how to get back to the Earth, but not the other way around, apparently.
You figure if he'd help you get back, but he couldn't get you there. No, his rocket.
If the apple's in the tree and the apple hits you in your head, and that's Newtonian physics, so then based on that model, if you're on the moon, Newtonian law will allow you to get from the moon back to the Earth, but not the other way around. That's what's wrong with it.
Okay, in the movie The Right Stuff, which was about the pilots breaking the sound barrier, and then they were the first pilots to get into the space program.
Yeah, talking about Mach 1.
Yeah. In that movie, when they showed the Apollo moon landing and the drama of the rocket taking off and going to the moon, they showed Aboriginals sitting there in Australia someplace kind of, quote, meditating and going to the moon with their own inner capacities. That's the difference. If we didn't have Newton in books, we would have gone the route of the Aborigines or kept those abilities.
Correct. Or just dialed up the right stargate and did it that way. That's what most people would do.